The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa Eruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for our patriots. Our TGIF live studio audience is ready for an incredible show and the weekend. So put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's omnipotent October and time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action, BLC. Today's topics on episode 264, Fast Learning Tips. Passion to profits, entrepreneur to empire, best-selling author, maker, your purpose, God's ear and faith. Freedom Fighter with special guests, Rick Monroe and Cash Patel. All of this delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup, Don Sevzik, learning tips and tricks for quick retention and the fastest free math tutor on the planet, Victoria Weick, host of Million Dollar Hobbies Podcast, turning your passion into profits. Dr. Travis Fox, the ultimate business quest, entrepreneur to empire, business tips for success. Rob Kosberg, new partner. This guy's great. Creating best-selling authors to grow their income, publish, promote, and profit. Clifton Pettyjohn, great last name, purpose, strategist, and spiritual leader. Your trusted voice of transformation. You know, everything's trans nowadays. And sitting shotgun and Michelle's patriotic soapbox are two special guests at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Rick Monroe is a world-class entertainer and singer with a country flair blended with a gypsy soul. He's toured with the likes and also opened for Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, Charlie Daniels, Travis Tritt. And now he's partnering with St. Jude's on his newest single, God's Ear, to donate 50% of the sales. And Rick will remind us that we're never alone if we allow God into our hearts. Just got chills, people. At 1:30 p.m., Cash Patel, he's the former chief of staff for President Trump's Department of Defense and Secretary of Defense. Oh, I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about the current people in those positions. He's taken down senior-level terrorists and exposed the deep state's Russia collusion, the collusion with Russia, the dossier, hoaxed by writing the bombshell Nunes memos. And now he's fighting and suing the fake news media through his legal offense trust. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com for more information on today's guests, their website, their shows, meaning their own shows. Yeah, I'm promoting their own shows. Everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Breaking news. Number one, Southwest Airlines has dropped their vaccine mandate and updated their slogan to Freedom for Now Airline. Further proof that when you don't comply and stand up for your rights together, you can destroy the tyranny. Number two, a big round of applause goes out to Real America's Voice for broadcasting Ty and Charlene Bollinger's The Truth About Cancer live event today, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, that's nice to see that they're coming around. They know where the audience is. Mm-hmm. They also, I mean, you're not going to see that on Fox. They also have been interviewing speakers this morning, which was awesome to see that too. Really surprised. And it's about time that these larger media platforms start jumping on our truth and freedom train. Just to let you know, Ty and Charlene, I met them over at the Clay Clark event that we had in Tulsa. They're part of the Disinformation Dozen. You can go ahead and tune in to them today, tomorrow, and this weekend. If you go to our live events page at our Take Action tab, go to Everything Home or Resource. Well, you can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to that Take Action tab, live events, the virtual events. If you go there, you can get all the links, and they're also going to be on Bright Town TV. And number three, well, we are 12:05. I better move it along, people. Number three, this morning, I guest hosted America's Unhinged on BrightTown.tv. It's at 6 a.m. Got up at 5. Little dragon. It's a nooner, but I'm a little dragon. And my good friend Mike Miller with Warriors for Rangers. And my new BFF, Brigitte Gabriel, with ActForAmerica.org, were my guests. Oh, my God. She is the original gangster in the freedom movement. She's been engaging we the people and taking action for 20 years. That's how old her organization is. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe that more people are not involved. But you know what? She does have 1.7 million members. Yeah, that's a lot. So you need to become one. She's going to be coming on this show, and we're going to be working together to spread our hashtag Save My Freedom movement. Yes. We'll be adding the episode to our Rumble so you can watch and learn about both of their incredible organizations. So make sure you subscribe to our Rumble account. And also the newsletter, because we got to get around that censorship. Yeah, I found another one. Mm-hmm. Another platform yesterday I found that was blocking us. Instagram. I can't put my own website in my own profile. Basically any domain name that's linked to everythinghometalkshow.com, they hate. It's banned. It's the forbidden fruit on Facebook, and they call it the Insta. There's probably like 200 different website pages, domain names that I cannot use. Ay, a bunch of a-holes, masks. They like math calls. A-holes and math calls. A-holes and math calls. It's October 22nd, day 586 of 15 days to slow the spread. Speaking of math calls.
Snap out of it!
And just a reminder, everyone needs to listen to last Friday's episode number 261 with Dr. Lee Merritt, the unbelievable COVID information facts and truth bombing episode, and also 254, that's 254 with Dr. Brian Artis. Share the heck out of them. They will save lives. They will save your family members. They will save your friends. And it's time to stop being a COVID slave, people. We don't have a problem. the COVID's not the problem. It's the vaccinated people. What shall I say? Non-vaccine vaccinated. By the way, it's day 273 of the Joe Biden Nazi regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying our country. And oh, Biden is the largest trafficker, as he would say, of human and sex slaves on the planet. Yeah, the biggest one. That's the most brilliant story. If anyone doesn't know it, you've got to Google it. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic is on episode 264, Fast Learning Tips, Passion to Profits, Entrepreneur to Empire, Best-Selling Author, Maker, Your Purpose, God's Ear and Faith, Freedom Fighter with special guests Rick Monroe and Cash Patel. Let's get the show on the road a little late.
Let's get her.
All right, we're at 12:08, a little late. We'll pick up the speed here. My first guest is Don Sepcik. He's the founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest free math tutor on the planet. Smart guy. We're going to talk about some learning tips. Audience, big round of applause. Don, my friend, how are you today?
I feel good. It's Friday. Nice weather. Good to talk to you again.
You too. I forgot, what state are you in?
I'm in Illinois, so I say that with a huge twinge of embarrassment, but The weather's decent for this time of month. I'll say it that way.
Well, and now that I will put that in the memory bank. When you say the weather is nice, I will let you enjoy that because it's very rare. I grew up in New Jersey where the running joke was, you know, you had 10 best days of the year, and literally there was 10. You had 10 days where you could say it was nice, the temperature was good, there was hardly any humidity, and it was sunny. Other than that, not so much. You talk about the four seasons, and you're pretty similar. So I won't let you know that I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I'm going to have great weather until June. So let's talk learning tips. The reason why I wanted to do a little bit more about learning tips and how people can really retain information and understand how they do that is because when you were on last month, the feedback I got from people about all the information you shared was unbelievable. So throw some things at us that we could use starting like in the middle of the show.
Sure. So I'm a big fan of what's called mental models. You and I talked about that in a prior episode. And mental models are basically a way to think about thinking. So if we treat the brain or the mind as a toolbox, you're only as good as the tools in that toolbox. And so when we build calculators and lessons for my fans on Math Celebrity, or even when I tutor students or parents one-on-one, one of the things I'm trying to pass to them to give them an unfair advantage are these mental models. So if you look at people like Elon Musk, Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs, the list goes on. Many people think that, oh, you know, they're rich or they had good contacts and that's why they got where they are. And you can use the network as an example, but it's the mental models that put them above and beyond other peers at their level. And so one of the mental models I wanted to talk to the audience about today is something called immersion. So years back, we go to Great America, which is about an hour north of Chicago. It's a huge amusement park. And we're going on the rides, and eventually we get hungry and thirsty. So we go off to one of the convenience stands, and we get, you know, something to eat and something to drink. And so my friend orders a glass of Coke, but he asked them to crush the ice. So instead of the big ice cubes, he asked them to crush the ice. Well, this naturally got my attention, so I asked him, why did you order that, just out of curiosity? And he said, well, it's because of surface area. And I said, why are you thinking about surface area when you're having a Coke? And he said, Don, you don't get it. The smaller, the more surface area of ice that touches the drink, the faster it cools. And so that blew my mind. So fast forward 20 years later when I'm working with students and this principle of immersion or surface area comes up again. Suppose you're learning a new skill in, say, algebra or calculus. You can look at it once in a book and maybe do a few practice problems, but is that going to be enough for you to retain and or take an interest in? Maybe and maybe not. But if you leave symbols around your house and if you give yourself other reminders of what you just learned, so, for example, there is a homeschooler that I know that is interested in algebra but struggles with some of the concepts. So his mom knows that he likes video games. So his mom took the video game and paused it one day and showed him the different pieces of math that are involved in the game. Like, you know, if you twist your guy 30 degrees, that's the angle we just learned. Or here's where you can pick something other than, you know, your traditional, say, axe or ball that you carry around in the game. So it's a variable, right? You pick what you want. And as soon as she did that, the kid's eyes lit up. She got it, right? So these mental models are powerful because a lot of times it's not that we don't have the ability to learn math or business or a skill. It's that we're not looking at things right. Because if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Oh, did we lose Don? Right in the middle? Right in the middle.
I'm here.
Oh, I was like, wait a second. I'm sitting there. I'm taking notes, and I'm like, oh, come on. You know, like that lady they always show on the news with the little hat when Donald Trump won, and she yells, no.
Yeah. So that's one. A second model, which I love, is called Kaizen. So for those that don't know, Kaizen is a old Japanese term that means continuous small improvements. So I think a big mistake we see in school is, you know, the grade system. We've got 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100. So those are 10-point jumps. So you may have 60 to 70% of your students in the 80 to 90 range, and they can't make the jump to 90. Well, the traditional view in schooling is, oh, they're just a B student and they're always going to be a B student. Well, no, that's not how it works. If you use Kaizen, your goal is to get 1% better every day or every week at a skill that you want to get better at. And I've seen this done with dieting with people who are, say, 100 pounds overweight. If a doctor tells somebody 100 pounds overweight, they have to lose 100 pounds, that's intimidating, right? But If you tell that same person to start with, all you have to do tomorrow for your 1% is get the gym bag out of the closet and put it on your bed. That's it. That's your mission for the day. Then the next day, get the gym bag out of the closet, put your workout gear in there. That's day two. Well, it sounds funny. I mean, I laughed at it too.
It's great.
But guess
yeah.
what? By day 30, they're in the gym. They're in the gym on the treadmill. And they never would have got there if you told them, go lose 100 pounds and you're gone. And so that's what happens in school. And if you take 1% of any skill, and this is fascinating, and you get 1% better every day for an entire year, you want to know how much better you are at that skill? 37 times better than you were on day one. So you can, wow. I mean, think about walking or running. Go tell somebody overweight, you know what, just go take a step outside. Tomorrow take 2 steps, then 3 steps. And it's funny because it adds up. Like my father-in-law, his legs, he's 83. His legs are starting to bother him. So my daughter, who's 7, just goes over there and takes him to walk down the block. Well, guess what? After a week, his legs start feeling a lot better. So
right.
I think those two mental models are very, very powerful.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, I've heard some people mention the 1% better every day, every week, but they never actually finish the sentence, which usually that's what happens with people. They never kind of finish all of it, so they bring it together to explain, and you just did, because that's where the 37 times better comes from. So, Don, you know, I like the way you roll. You're more than just math, Don. You're really smart guy, and you do a great job explaining these things to people. Real quick, plug the math celebrity for everybody.
Sure. So if you need help in math, or you want to check your work and you want to do it in a split second without going through boring textbooks and sitting there for an hour in a lecture, check out www.mathcelebrity.com, mathcelebrity.com.
And it's free. Go check it out. Parents love it. Students love it. And it literally will change your life because it explains things. If you listen to any of the past shows we've done with Don, you will get a kick out of my algebra examples. This would have solved all the problems, and we would have actually gotten rid of my horrible teacher. So thanks for coming on, Don. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next month.
You too. Thank you.
Don. So what? Look, we learned today so far, right? We just got this show started. And formation. And, you know, this is on in every show. You're going to get all kinds of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And that's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific time. We've got 5 guests that start the show off, right? They do 7-minute segments. I try to jam in some information and even more stuff, some websites and resources and content in between, right? I just jam it in there. So that way, you know, you've got the power hour, the most powerful hour in podcasting. Yeah, I thought of that the other day. Probably somebody else has it, but I'm going to steal it. And then that wasn't enough. So we said, you know, what about some longer form interviews for some people that you might recognize their name, or you want to hear a little bit more than 7 minutes? We rolled in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, and that starts at the next hour. So the 1 p.m. Pacific time, you're going to have longer form interviews, right? Maybe 20, 30 minutes. But if I can get somebody like, oh, I don't know, Dr. Brian Artis or Dr. Lee Merritt, you know, two of my faves, to come on for an hour, I am going to let them talk all as they want. Meanwhile, as I mentioned in the beginning, check out those episodes literally and share them, because once you do that, it will change your life and the people in your world's life. It'll actually change. Everybody could listen to it. Just give it one swirl, a 261 and 254. To start with 261 first. And then it'll crush anything COVID, and it will change the narrative in this country, and then you'll realize how ridiculous it all is. And at this point, we'll jump into a little bit later, but don't take the flu shot and do not get the non-vaccine. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about that stuff. I was going to tone it down, but I got to save the peeps. I got to save the people, because it's time we come together and stand up to the tyranny. All right, let's bring out my next guest. We are 12:19, slightly over. I will pick it up. My next guest is Victoria Wyke. She is a serial entrepreneur, author, and for the past 23 years has been sharing her jewelry designs with millions of viewers during her own, yes, boys and girls, her very own monthly shows on HSN and ShopHQ. And now you know what she's doing. She's helping others turn their passions into profits by hosting the Million Dollar Hobbies podcast. Audience, big round of applause. Busy lady. Victoria, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you today, Michelle? I really enjoyed your last guest, by the way. That's something I could have used when I was going through math in college.
Oh, but, gosh. It's the website, and yeah. I encourage people to go check it out, mathcelebrity.com. It's brilliant. There's three different ways that people learn, and they incorporate that in there, and it saves so much time and explains everything, you know. That's the problem with the school systems now. It's like here in Arizona, it's called public instruction rather than education because they don't want to educate. They want to instruct. That means they want to tell you rather than teach you, which how are you supposed to be an entrepreneur if you don't understand the why and you just have to go through motions? You can't do that. You have to understand why you're doing it, not just go through a system
right.
because that doesn't make that make no sense, but they don't want us to learn these skills in school. They don't want to know us about financing. They want you to be part of the, like a drone and a slave. They don't want you to be self-sufficient and personal responsibility, which you've done that your whole life, Victoria. That's why you multi-million dollar companies and selling jewelry in HSN. I mean, come on, you can't do that by just being following the sheeple and not knowing why and how the things work, right?
Right. I think, you know, in my case, you know, what I like to say is start always with your why and why you do what you do. Because, you know, when I started my company, I was told I was not going to be successful. Jewelry business sucks and that it takes a lot of money. And even the people with a lot of money and connections, it's a business that's a dying business, you know, on and on and on. So I kind of had to tune it all out. And believe that I could do something. You know, I didn't need a whole lot of money. I just wanted to make like $2,000 a month. That was my goal. And, you know, looking back now, 23 years later, I have sold over 10 million pieces of jewelry. Someplace between 10
wow.
to 15 million pieces of jewelry has been sold just here in America. And impacted a lot of people and ended up building a company with, I think, something like 9 figures of sales. So, I would say it pays to pave your own way. You don't have to follow the path that other people have paved for you necessarily. It's okay to look at them and, you know, sort of use it as an example, but I would say be bold enough to kind of chart your own future.
What would you give some advice to somebody who's in business right now? I mean, they're not obviously doing the volume that you're doing. Maybe they've been in a year or so, I don't want to say just starting out, but they've hit kind of a little bit of a rut where they need that little push or something to change gears. What would you suggest to those type of people?
You know, Michelle, I talk to people every single day, on that. 'Cause you know, I'm the global director for female entrepreneurs. San Diego chapter, you know, I talk to a lot of female entrepreneurs who tell me the exact same thing, which is I started my company as a side hustle. I worked and worked and worked, and I built it to a six-figure business. Now I'm stuck. You know, I'm just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first thing I tell people is, you know, I give a lot of free seminars on this very issue. The first thing I tell people is that you got to step back sometimes. You know, as entrepreneurs, especially women, we feel like we just have to do more to get more. You know, we do more. We work longer hours. The longer hours means more successful. I say to you, if you know how to be productive, because women can multitask, they can, you know, we can string together the types of not only multitask, but multitask pretty well, that sometimes you got to step back and think with clarity. And the other thing I say is I just literally had a person who's a friend of mine, and she has something like 200,000 people visiting her website, and she's never learned to collaborate with other people or monetize, you know, the assets that she has because she's just so busy helping people all the time, and she was just exhausted. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I say sometimes you got to step back I teach how you work less to get more. Because sometimes if you work less, you have to depend on other people, whether that's affiliates or collaborator or your employees. I believe in letting your employees make some managed mistakes so they learn. And, you know, the more your company is aligned with you, if all your relationships, your company's relationships are with you, the owner, if all the relationships with your vendors, with your key customers are all with you, then you're limited in your growth. You need to have, you know, a system set up so that every employee can be you, basically, so that you could go on a vacation for 3 weeks and not have to worry about checking your email. I know that sounds unthinkable, but it is done. Michelle, my own business, every single time I quit I told my customers, like, I have to quit because I need to take care of my kids. They're only going to be, you know, this age for so long, and I need to hit the pause button. So I'm going to recommend you to my competitors. And every time I've done that, every one of my customers came back to me and said, okay, Vic, no, we don't want to deal with your competitors. We want to deal with you. How can we make it easier for you to do business with us?
Wow.
So you know what? By the end, every single time I was honest with them and told them, look, and you know, I want to serve you. So I'm going to give you all the designs that I've designed, all the molds, master molds, everything to my competitors. You can buy from them. Like, I just want you to be serviced, and I want to be out. They all said the same thing. Like, don't leave us. Like, you know, we'll make it worthwhile for you. We'll pay you in advance. We'll order things that, you know, easy for you to manufacture. We'll, you know, order it, like, you know, 6 months in advance. They made all of this possible for me because I stood firm on my moral ground and what I was willing to do and what I can't do. And I think, and I know many of you are going to sit there and go, well, yeah, but that's you. No, it's not just me. Try it, because people
exactly
actually
what
will respect you more.
I was like, what do you have to lose at
right?
this point? Try it. What do you have to lose? So what if they say, no, or they say, go ahead. What do you, nothing to lose, because you're going to lose your sanity if you don't. You're going to lose your mind, and you're probably going to get so burnt out that it doesn't matter anyway that you're going to do a poor job because you're just a puddle of blah at that point. So what do you have to lose?
The other thing I was going to tell you is I actually teach the art of firing customers. Okay, let me tell you, some customers are so demanding that, you know, they'll come in with a little bit more volume, whatever, but they then dictate how you run your company. It's not fair for all your other customers that have been very loyal to all that time. It's not fair for them to demand that you produce your goods in 24 hours, you know, because that means now your employees have to be taxed with, you know, like at their whim. So, you know, some of these customers that, yes, you will accommodate those overnight requests or whatever on an occasion. But if a customer makes a habit of doing that for sport, when they, you know, it's just not worth it for me. So I don't, you know, when it comes to my kids and stuff, like, you know, I don't want them to call me between 2 and 6 p.m. because that's when they get off school and when I'm cooking dinner and stuff. And I told them, look, I'll get up at 6. I'll get up at 5. But these are the times where you cannot call me with an emergency unless you're literally having a heart attack, in which case I'll drive you with an ambulance. But,
right, you got to set boundaries because people will push the envelope.
Yeah, Michelle.
It's 12:27. I got to bump Victoria. So plug your website and whatever you want to share about the podcast real quick.
Yeah, so my podcast is Million Dollar Passion. And check it out because I've got all kinds of people with my similar stories to mine. And the other thing is, listen, I am now at my phase here where I'm giving back. So I'm giving back everything I know free on my website. So come to Victoria Wick, Victoria, WIECK.com, and then sign up for the, you know, register for any of the webinars. Those are all free. And it's 30 years of experience of real entrepreneur who really actually did it. Because, you know, I'm not some professor or somebody like that, you know, teaches entrepreneurship. I've actually lived through every pain that you feel right now. And so I'll give you some tips that nobody else would. So just come to my website and listen to my podcast and, you know, we'll go from there.
That's awesome. And if I haven't done it yet, which I don't think I have, I'll add your podcast to our must listen to page. And I think we're going to include this other information on our special exclusive small business entrepreneur page that we're adding. So thank you, Victoria. You have a great weekend, my dear. And we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you for inviting me. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye now. Bye, Victoria. Wow, that's an inspirational advice. And, you know, heed her advice, people, and follow in her footsteps. If you can, personal responsibility, boundaries, take a step back think with clarity. And she said the word collaborate. You know, that's my favorite thing, collaboration. We'll talk about that in a little bit because I want to stay on point here. We're at 12:29, and we don't want to go much over. No, my next guest is Dr. Travis Fox. What is it? Smart like a fox, crazy like a fox. He's the founder of the Ultimate Business Quest, Retake Your Castle, Entrepreneur to Empire. Audience, big round of applause. So is it smart like a fox or crazy like a fox? Which is it, like a fox?
Actually, I think it's kind of both, because you have to be smart like a fox, but you also have to be crazy enough to think that you're smart enough to actually do something. So it's got to be a little bit of a blend of both, I think.
Well, and I want to – I don't remember if I told you this last month when you were on. I took the quiz on your website, and I was a warrior, was my – identity.
Wow, there's a surprise. Look at this show. This show is, you know, cutting through boundaries, really getting out there, telling what is and what isn't. Why does that not surprise me? Now, what's really cool about the warrior archetype, specifically in the Ultimate Business Quest, is most people think warrior means fight, Michelle, and it doesn't mean fight. It means passion. The heart of the warrior is the heart of your castle. It's the heart of your business. It's the heart of your relationship. It's the heart of who you are, puns intended. And people think that it means fight. You got to go out there and fight. And then, yeah, that's part of the warrior's creed, but the warrior only fights because of the purpose. See, the warriors know their purpose. You clearly know your purpose. Well, I love doing your show, and thanks for having me back, by the way, while I've got a chance, is you know your purpose. You're spot on. And yet many times we'll try to jump into our warrior archetype. We'll go out and say, I'm going to do the side hustle, just like your previous guest was talking about. I'm going to start there, and all of a sudden, bam, I hit this wall mysteriously. And that's because our heart was never really in it. We were in it from the wizard's perspective. Hey, I want to start the side hustle. I don't like the current job career I'm in or lifestyle. I want to go make some more money. But that's not what the heart wants. The heart is about purpose. And when you know your purpose, then your warrior comes out. That's when the grind moves away from you. And now doing the day-to-day becomes the doing part of your warrior, because the warrior is also the doer. The warrior has to know what the purpose is in order what to do. Otherwise, you'll just beat your head against the wall and actually think it's going to become a door, and it never does. And that's where many entrepreneurs hit that wall and they gas out. And that's why we see, you know, something like 82% failure rates in the first year of entrepreneurs, year after year after year, despite having all of these different angles and tools and skills that can be presented to them now, not including your previous guest, myself at the Ultimate Business Quest app. You've got all of these tools, and yet we're still stuck in wizard mind. So it's really cool to hear that you're a warrior.
Well, explain what the wizard is. I don't think we covered wizard before. If we did, I don't remember. There's a lot of, I'm like a scrambled egg today. Yeah.
Well, I'm probably an omelet, so we're not far apart right now.
Right.
Yeah. The wizard, again, so we're clear to all the listeners. You are all four archetypes, and there's actually 16 in the entire series. So you learn your full scale and capability and potential reach of all realms of who you are and bring them into your use, which is how we really become king and queens of our lives or masters of our own lives. And so the wizard represents the genius in us. It represents your mind. It represents the thinking, how we come up with these amazing ideas and concepts and shows and whatnot. The downside of the wizard, though, is wizards are the thinkers, obviously. They're the sit up in their isolated towers, mind, thinking about things. The problem is they often suffer from paralysis by analysis. You know, they think about it and they go, oh, well, and wizards are amazing because they're fabulous analysts, they're fabulous CFOs, they're fabulous data collectors, which is really powerful in this age and time that we're in the human race per se. The downside is they take in so much information and they're constantly looking for the flaw in their analysis. That's what they do best. That's how they fix things. That's how they create things like going to space and how we, you know, expand in technology. But the problem is for every flaw they find, then they find a flaw within the flaw, and then a flaw within the flaw within that flaw. And next thing you know, it's 3 in the morning and you're staring at the ceiling fan going, I don't know how to figure out how to solve the flaw. And so it becomes this very much wash, rinse, and repeat of the loop where I'm thinking, I go, no, let me think some more. Oh, no, I'm ready to go. No, let me think some more. Then I'm ready to go. Not yet. When things are right, then we'll go. Let me look at the data. And they constantly get in this loop. So when you start to understand who's driving the business of your car, as a metaphor, you start to recognize, just like the previous guest says, it's not just collaboration external, meaning somebody else or another group or organization. It's also cooperation with the four parts of you, the warrior, the wizard, the bard, and the jester, and truly balancing it, not just yourself, but your company culture, your sales team, your HR team, your messaging, your customers. Because once you know how you're showing up, you can immediately spot within one question, and we teach this in the app, how to ask one question and immediately see where this person is showing up at that moment, and now we can start to connect. So if I'm showing up as a warrior and you're showing up as a wizard, yeah, we're speaking two different languages, but I can immediately adjust and either invite you to come into warrior mode or I flip over into wizard or vice versa, and now we can connect. So we're spousing, and again, I'm not talking about NLP or ABKOG. I'm talking about a deeper connection that goes all four levels, and that's when collaboration gets really exciting, because now all parts of you are showing up, all parts of your co-collaborator showing up, and we start to create new realms, and that's what makes the Ultimate Business Quest exciting and what we're doing here in this time and space and age.
It's fascinating once you break it down the way that you do and explain it and then put it into characters, you know, because that's kind of like we need. Remember the old video game Joust, right? I think it was Joust.
Of course.
Or something like that, where they had the elf, they had the wizard.
Oh, Dragon Slayer was another one, or Space Ace. Remember
right.
Those ones? It was a role-player game, right?
Most yeah,
we're
yeah.
kind of dating ourselves, Michelle, but let's go back. But let's talk about that. And people ask us all the time, well, hey, Travis, why did you take this whole thing that's called thematic learning, and you spent 31 years developing this, and why did you do it? I said, look, it is a scientific proven fact that putting you into the fantasy realm, which is where the imagination lives, you will experience, try on, you will flex out, you will move away from old patterns in the fantasy realm. But when I say, let's start with your reality, we never get out of wizard mode. We stay in wizard mode because we constantly analyze. We're not good enough. Our potential is not there. My ROI isn't good. My conversion rates. All of that junk, and we never get out of it. By moving you into the fantasy realm, literally activating your imagination, it's scientifically proven. It has been proven for decades now. You learn faster. Your resistance to change diminishes. Your ability to expand into creativity that you would have never thought of in reality opens up. And now we move from not just dreaming and fantasizing to what we call idealization, where we're actually creating in the fantasy realm, experiencing it experientially in our own DNA. And then you bring that into the reality realm, commonly called your life and your business and your relationships, and it immediately absorbs, translates, and most importantly, creates effect, power of what it actually is. Where people think, oh, you're just playing a game. But life is a game. And somewhere mm-hmm. along the line, we all got too freaking serious. We got, oh, and I'll even break it down. We break it down in a much more dynamic way, but because of time, it's very simple. Think about your first imprint experience about work. For many, it was started in your household with your parents, commonly called your chores. And you were most likely either A, compensated, you got an allowance for making your bed, taking out the garbage, doing things that you hated to do that weren't fun, but you got paid for it. So your brain associates work with money, but fun was what you did with your friends, where you either spent money or you're outside and you were enjoying it. And there's this gap. Well, that gap doesn't sound like a lot when you're 6 or 7 years old. But when you're 27, 37, 47 years old, that gap becomes almost insurmountable because of the wizard warrior archetypes are not communicating with not only ourselves, but externally. So we have to reassociate work is fun. But that's not within our subconscious, which is why we have to go to the fantasy realm, because in the fantasy realm, we can activate that imagination. We can activate the shadow subconscious, get that stuff out of you, and make it fun doing it. And now you bring it to your reality, and it's an instantaneous immersion, instantaneous ROI, and everybody wants to have fun and make business fun again.
Oh, it's fascinating. And it goes back to what we've been talking about for a couple months now. Everything that we've been told, everything that we've learned literally is a lie, and it's opposite of what we should be doing. So now we just need to change everything that we've ever done and go in the other direction, and then we will have success, happiness, and the truth. Very simple. It's all lies, people, all lies proven just now, again, with Dr. Travis Fox. Give the website, my friend, would you?
You bet. It's myquest.com, or if you go to your Apple or Google store, you can download the app directly at UBQ. That's Ultimate Business Quest, UBQ. Download directly. Start today. Let's start your quest to make business fun again.
Yeah, at least take the quiz to find out who you are. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next month.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Thanks
for
so
a great
much.
Segment.
See you soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so good. You might want to listen to that again and go take the quiz. And then make some adjustments accordingly. We're going to listen to this entire show down. I'm telling you, it is jam-packed full with information. It is 12:39. I am running behind, so let's just skip over the in-between stuff. My next guest is a new partner to the platform, Rob Cosberg. He is a Wall Street Journal best-selling author, and through his trademark program, Publish, Promote, Profit, he helps clients create their own best-selling book to grow their income. How about that? I think everybody would love that. Audience, big round of applause for Rob Cosberg. Rob, welcome to Everything Home, on our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. How are you today?
I love it. I am great. So happy to be with you today.
You know, everybody wants to be an author. Everybody wants to write a book. There's ways to do it. There's reasons why you do it. You know, and if you have the model and you have the right people behind you, it's something that you can accomplish. You know, like kind of what we were talking about, if you just do that 1% every day, all of a sudden, next thing you know, by the end of the month, you're at the gym as opposed to just keeping the bag in the closet, because writing a book, you're like, oh my God, look, I got to write like 500 pages. Where do I start? And that's not how we do this. So kind of tell us a little bit about you, and then let's jump into some specifics about the future authors that are listening to the show.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I'm the poster boy of people that probably shouldn't have written a book, at least from the standpoint of my grades in English class. So for those listeners that didn't do so well in English, I hope they take some encouragement from me today. I don't come from a traditional publishing world or writing world at all. Long story short, I had a very successful business fail in the financial crisis in 07, 08 in the real estate industry. And I was repositioning myself, rebranding myself in a new industry, and a couple of mentors that I spoke to suggested that I write a book. And for whatever reason, I hadn't thought of doing it before, but it rang true to me that I should. And thank goodness that I did. I wrote a book. My business exploded. This was in 2009, 10, 11, which, if you remember, it was still pretty dicey during the Great Recession, mm-hmm. but my business was blowing up because of my book. And so, you know, I made every mistake imaginable, but found my way, fought my way through the mistakes, and little by little, I started having people come to me asking if I could help them. I didn't know initially if I could, but I started helping people about 10 years ago, and Bestseller Publishing was born, and I ended up selling my other company and went all in on writing, ghostwriting, publishing, book launches, that kind of thing, and I love it.
So that's your only focus at this point, because you've got the formula that works.
Oh, yeah.
You've proven it yourself. You've got a ton of clients. I was looking through the website, and you've got even like case studies. So a lot of people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And what I liked about you is you actually do, right? Because you hear all these coaches, right? Everybody's a consultant. Everybody's a coach. Everybody's an expert in something, but then they've never they've never done it, or they've never had the company, because, you know, they're pitching everything now. Everybody's here. I'll teach you how to do a course or to make a course to sell it. And then at the end of the day, sometimes it goes back to that MLM where you're like, at the end of the day, there's empty boxes. And you're like, what just happened? Wait a second, the box is empty. So a lot of experts out there, people, a lot of people saying that they can do what they do. But, you know, the good thing about the partners that we have on our show, they're kind of squeaky clean, right? They are walking the walk. They're not just talking the talk. And that's what I liked about Rob, is he's done it. So he's, you know, if you're going to invest some money, you're going to invest some time and confidence in somebody. You're going to make sure you pick the right ones. What is the first thing, or give some advice to all of our wannabe authors out there?
Yeah. I'd love to, you know, first thing I guess I'd say is that there are different types of authors. Like anybody who owns a business or is a consultant of some kind, you know, a book is a no-brainer, because a book will allow you to create an incredible return on investment. If you like to speak or do speaking engagements, you'll get booked for speaking engagements. You can use your book to attract clients in your business, which is the exact thing that I do with my book. And now we've, you know, published over 1,000 authors at this point. And so, So your business people, your consultants, your experts, that's a no-brainer. But, you know, for anybody that wants to write an autobiography or wants to pass on their knowledge to the next generation, I mean, I don't know about you, but I can tell you for me, I mean, there are a number of ancestors that I have kind of in my familial line that I would love to have, you know, just learned a little bit about, gotten to know just a
right.
little bit. And, you know, I mean, I'm writing that exact book for my kids and future grandkids and generations that I might not meet. And some may read it and some may not, but the ones that do, I think will really appreciate it. So it's really something for everyone.
What are your thoughts on if somebody is saying, hey, I'm not ready to take the full plunge to do a full-on book, but maybe like I can start with an ebook where I can get into this groove where I'm taking some of my content or something that I can repurpose and put into a material where someone actually can purchase it. So is what do you think about that? And what are maybe some steps that people can start doing that? Because if they do that, then that actually setting the precedent for the actual book, like the real book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to begin. Here's some thoughts on steps, because you'll hear gurus say, you know, just sit down and start writing or write 1,000 words a day. And honestly, that doesn't work. And you wouldn't take a journey across the country in your automobile without mapping out exactly how you're going to get there. And it's the same with a book. I mean, it can be an arduous process. So the first step is, look, map out your book. Think about who you're writing it to. Think about who your audience is going to be, what their pains, frustrations, wants, desires are, and then start thinking about your hook, your title, your subtitle, and map out your table of contents. Those things can come very quickly. If you're a business owner, then really you're just mapping out your process, how you help people. My latest Wall Street Journal bestseller is called Publish, Promote, Profit, because those are the three steps of you know, being successful with a book. And so you have steps within your business, map those out. If you want to write something about your life, then map out maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 lessons that you've learned in your life. So number one, absolutely start with the map. Know where you're starting from, who your audience is, and where you want to get to, how you're going to speak to them. That's always the first thing.
I think that's great help for people because, you know, like you said, they say, okay, just start writing. So, you know, take out a pen and paper,
yeah.
Journal, do that. And you're like, wait a second, I need to work. Yeah, because this writing's not making me any money yet. And then, you know, it's like time. But I do like the comparison you said, the roadmap. So 12:47, so I got a bump. But real quick. Do you have I believe that you had some giveaway for people, something that can help them that I noticed on your website. Is that, did I see that correctly?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think probably the best might be to give them a free copy of the book of the Wall Street Journal bestseller. And they can get that at publishpromoteprofit.com. So if they go there, they don't have to buy it on Amazon. You know, we actually will handle and send it to them, and they can get it for free and go through that process. We do ask for a small shipping charge to be paid, but they don't have to pay $25 for the book or anything like that. It's free, and they can get the Wall Street Journal bestseller sent directly to their house.
Wow, I didn't expect that. I was thinking that there was that one handout about promotion, but no, that's a better gig. I'd rather them be able to take advantage of that and just pay the little shipping fee. So do you want to plug anything else real quick, website, social media, anything that you want to share, my friend?
Yeah, well, I love that. You know, publishpromoteprofit.com is a great place for people to begin, but if they just want a lot of free resources, our website, which is bestsellerpublishing.org, tons of free videos, trainings, lots of free material for people to, you know, like start working on this process on their own without having to write a check to anybody.
Yeah, and that's always nice too because, again, you know, I don't want to keep beating the dead horse. And again, we don't know why our analogies are always abusive to animals, you know, like, the bird and the stones
really,
and the horse. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back and you shouldn't have to lead the horse to water and kick him in the ass to make him drink it. So I don't know why that
right.
person sees these poor,
these
poor little things that, you know, the animal, what'd they ever do? You know, the two birds in the bush and the hand, you know, it's not nice. Right? The hen house with the fox and the whatever. But this is a time now where there's a lot of courses out there, right? So, and these courses are not, they're not cheap. They're thousands of dollars. Some are in the hundreds, and you've seen them. You're in this world, Rob, so you know. So I just want to encourage people to be really cautious to be out when you are putting out a bunch of money, even if it's something you're paying $47 for, right? Do your homework. Find out, you know, what the track record is of the person that you're going to be investing in. Because, yes, you're investing, yes, in yourself, right? That's what they're all telling you. But you're also investing in them, and especially if there's a comma in it. And a lot of these, you know, they're almost, you know, some of them are mortgage payments. So it's really important to make sure that you kind of vet the people, you know, find out, listen to many of their episodes or their shows that they've been on, something along those lines. Rob, because you've been in this world before or for a long time, you know, this personal improvement and even in business improvement and, you know, the self-learning world, or even partially done for you, you know, work on a team, collaboration, masterminds, all this. Is there any advice that you can give for people? Because I think there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of good stuff, but, you know, money is it's something that is valued and it takes a while to earn it. So anything that people could look for, because you speak to a lot of people and you know a lot of people.
I do, and I've invested a lot in myself. And honestly, I wouldn't be where I am today in my business without the investment that I've made. So I'm a huge believer in it, and I don't have a mastermind to sell, so I'm not saying that because I sell it. I leave for Boise, Idaho next Wednesday, and I'm in St. Augustine, Florida. Let me tell you, to get to Boise, Idaho is ridiculous. It's hard to get there. So I'm going there for an Inner Circle meeting with Russell Brunson. I've been in his group for years and years and years. I'm a huge believer in her. I think the biggest advice I can give, and all of your advice you just gave is fabulous. Probably the biggest piece of advice is know what it is that you need. And go to the people that have the track record to either have done it or are currently doing it. And I'd even say the caveat, it's far better if they're like currently doing it rather than if it's something that they did in the distant past. You know, the best masterminds tend to be with those that, you know, eat their own cooking, so to speak. And that's what I found, and that's how I choose to invest these days, and I invest heavily.
Yeah, and when you get to that point, then that's what you need, because you've got to be around other people that are at the level that you're at, that caliber, and it's not going to be the $1,000 package. You know, you're at the 10, 20,
no.
50,000, because you're at that next level, and that's okay. That's people just take things in stages. We just don't jump from kindergarten to college. It doesn't work like that. But
that's right.
That is really great advice. So plug the website one more time, would you, Rob?
Happy to. Publishpromoteprofit.com is where they can get a free copy of the book by the same name. And bestsellerpublishing.org is where they can find a bunch of free resources. So either one of those.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the platform. Make sure you book for next month. Enjoy your masterminding with an incredible powerhouse of people. I can only imagine who else is in the group that you're not allowed to disclose for security reasons. I'm sure that's what it is. Top secret. Oh, I hate secrets.
That's right.
I don't like secrets, Rob. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Ah, very interesting. Yes. And the reason, like I said, I don't mean to beat that dead horse. It's just that I think people need to be cautious, because I'm watching some of these webinars that people are doing, right? And it's like it gets you a pep rally, and then people are jumping on board, and then you're just going, and then they're saying stuff that money is tight, and I need to go borrow it, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh my goodness, people. And the reason why I'm also bringing it up too is because you got to, you got to invest in yourself, right? That's important. But you know, we are in we're kind of in uncharted waters here when it comes to the real world. Okay, so you got to you gotta have that balance, right? Because there's a lot of crazy things happening. You know, there's supply chain issues, guys. There is some the surging of prices, gasoline, and goods, energy. We're in fall. We're going to be heading to the winter. So I'm just kind of, you know, throwing out the words of caution. So just be smart on where you're spending your money in your business and in your life. And community, BLC, take action, BLC, 1254. I just got a message from Clifton Pettyjohn that he is tied up, so he's not going to be able to make it today. So I'm going to ride this out until my superstar country singer, Rick Monroe, comes on. But I do have a lot to share and plug. So the events, right? Let's talk about the events that are this weekend. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. All right, there are two major conferences this weekend. First is the Liberty Conference that is hosted by We Can Act. That's in Salt Lake City. Mike Miller was on with me this morning on BrightTM.tv. I guest hosted for Dr. John Diamond over on America's Unhinged, because America is unhinged at this point. A bunch of the headliners are there. It's the Freedom Groups. It's the General Flynn's. Clay Clark is emceeing it. So you got your doctors. You got your freedom fighters. Mike Miller with Warriors for Ranchers is going to be speaking at it. So that is actually they're live streaming it, right? So we put it. I haven't done it yet, but I'll have it here in another 2 or 3 hours. That is all weekend long. So it's on the 23rd, today and tomorrow. And that is a virtual stream. It's free. So you just click on the big graphic for them and it'll get you over there. And then what's happening today, tomorrow, and on Sunday is the Truth About Cancer conference. That is also broadcasted live. They're using Vimeo in order to broadcast it. So and that's for today and all weekend, but you might want to jump over to BrightTM.tv because Vimeo I don't trust them. And they're also, their streaming system is not at, believe it or not, as strong as BrightTM.tv. So for today, just click on the graphic for them. And then, keep in mind to check out them over on BrightTM for Saturday and Sunday, because they, BrightTM is really pretty good at getting these feeds. I don't know what's their jam over there. I think they just kind of iron out the kinks, but then again, like Vimeo likes censor. So I'm just kind of waiting for that moment because they're not going to be there. So it's 12:56. I want to jam some other information in there real quick. I mentioned the Save My Freedom movement, you know, and we were talking about business, and I got to give you your business tip. So I'm blending business with freedom, community, and your personal stuff, because we're going to blend them all together because they all are you. Okay. They're all are you, and they're all overlapping now more than ever before, because business, right? What are they trying to do? They're trying to shut your businesses or kick you out of their business because you don't take the non-vaccine and you have to wear a mask. I still can't believe people are wearing masks. Okay. So real quick, I'm going to blend it together for you. I'm going to give you a business intro. All right, here's what we're going to do. We are going to, we've started our Save My Freedom movement. And what it is, it's a group that's going to be over in Cloud Hub. It's going to have different categories, subcategories. So that way you can easily find information on take action items for your business, for your community, whether it's stuff about the border, it's about the election fraud 2020, and then some, or if it's going to be non-vaccine. You're talking about mandates, or if we're talking about CRT, or we're going to, and the reason why I'm doing all this is because the time is now, everybody. Everything is going to change here in the next couple of weeks in a bad way when they go ahead and get the quote-unquote approval to go start taking the non-vaccine and jamming that thing into your kids ages 5 and 11. And if that doesn't turn out to be the straw that broke the camel's back, again, to use the animal analogies, then there's no hope for the people that aren't standing up for that, because that will either cause major health issues with the kids or kill them. Okay. Then that's child abuse. So if CPS was actually a legitimate organization, all those parents should be taken down for anybody who actually does that to their kids. Okay. And you know, what's going to happen in the schools is they're going to just let it loose and start just jamming people with the syringe, right? That's what they're going to do because that's what their MO is, because there's just no reason that this should be happening. So now is the time more than ever for everybody to join forces. So we're going to bring all the groups together. We're going to bring all of this information in one location. And at the same time, then we're going to be opening it up for everybody that's joining so you can find this information so you can mobilize in your own communities, right? Because that's what it's going to take because it's working for Southwest. It worked for Delta, right? It worked. It's working for some of these other companies. I can't think of them off the top of my head. It's 1259. I've got to make sure that I'm keeping it tight. So then we're going to be able to give you a chance because we want you to promote your business. So if you're out there fighting for freedom, you believe in this country, you actually, you know, read the Bible or you go to church or you love God and you're a good person and you want this country to be the way it used to be, not the direction it's headed, well, then that's the businesses we want to support. We want everyone to know about each other so everybody can buy and sell from one another rather than the bad people, the ones that are out there literally destroying it. We don't want to feed the beast anymore. We don't want to fuel the beast. We don't want to give the beast the money. So that's what we're going to do. So I want you to head over to go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. If you just join our newsletter, which is everythinghomeaboutus.com, that's all of our links, and it's in the lower right-hand corner of the website and even on your phone. So join that. And that way, when you're doing all these saving our country's rear end and our own, then we can all start networking together and finding out all of these great resources of who to support, who believes in the things that we believe, because we want to work with people who work with and believe in what we believe. All right, it's 1 o'clock. So I'm going to really quick, I just want to let you listen to our promos for a purpose, because this is all about purpose, right? Becoming purpose-driven, a purpose-driven business. More so now than ever is it important to actually identify your purpose, bring in what it is that you believe in to your business, because people want to work with like-minded people. They don't want to support bad people who hate this country. So this is a great way for you to identify that way. You can have your brand stand out and give your brand something literally to believe in, because it's time to pick a lane, peeps. Time to pick a lane, because there's a lot of people out there that want to learn about you and work with you. But how do you get the word out? Take a listen real quick, and then I'm going to bring on my superstar country guest, Rick Monroe.
You know, 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes. Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard.
All right, we got to bring on Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Two great special guests today. First up is Mr. Rick Monroe. Cue the music, boys and girls.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
All right, first up is Mr. Rick Monroe. He's a world-class entertainer and lead singer of Rick Monroe and the Hitmen. He's got a down-to-earth country flair blend. I'm not done with the intro. It's a good one. Hang on there. This is, come on, and plus you're going to get your round of applause. So I will pick it up from where I was. And I hope you like this. He's got a down-to-earth country flair blended with a gypsy soul.
He's toured with Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, and opened for country music legends like Charlie Daniels Band, Dwight Yoakam, and Travis Tritt. He loves the USA, so of course he's entertained for the USO, the AFE, and the U.S. troops in Vietnam. Rick's got a big heart and is a passionate believer in giving back. He's partnered with St. Jude's Research Hospital on his latest single, God's Ear, and 50% of all the digital sales will be donated. Audience, a big round of applause for God and country-loving, passionate giver, and music-making man.
That was a great intro. I'm sorry I even broke in on that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Well, I always want to make sure that everybody gets showcased in their best light, because usually I've talked to people beforehand, like I did with you, and I'm like, wow, this is a really cool guy. Like, he's totally like down to earth. And would think that somebody in the entertainment world would not be quote unquote normal. But then again, you're in Nashville and you're a country guy. So I kind of knew that we were going to hit it off.
Yeah, there's still a couple of us around here. There's still a few.
I do want to clear one thing up.
I did play in Vietnam, but it was for Pete Peterson and John McCain when they were doing the signing of the normalization. So it wasn't like I was back there in the 60s or anything. People were like,
oh, yeah.
How was he playing?
No, because you're a young guy. You're not right. Yeah.
It was funny that I talked to somebody when I was going over there to do that for Voice of America. And he's like, Vietnam's a terrible place. So I go, well, when were you there? He goes, I don't know, 1968. And I go, well, A, I wasn't born, and B, I'm sure it was pretty terrible then.
Right. That reminds me, I had a great uncle once. He lived in Pennsylvania out on a farm. Like, you know, grew up on a farm. He's probably, if he was still alive today, he'd be like 100 or so. And, I guess this is it's a similar story where one day he was telling us this story because we had just gone to San Francisco on a trip, and we were telling him, he's like, oh yeah, San Francisco, that is such a great city, and blah, 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 blah. And my mom goes, Al, I didn't know that you went to San Francisco recently. He goes, oh no, this is back in the war. Oh my God.
Like, not so, the same city. It's not even close. Totally
different. But it was still funny. It reminds kind of like Biden. You know, he went off on a tangent the other day in a story, and you're like, wow, I think he thinks this is like the 50s or 60s. Like, it's 2021. I don't think he was aware that.
Well, it's kind of weird. You know? I think people, when they get a little bit out there, I mean, they have the long-term memory as clear as day. It's the short-term memory that fails them. But I'm basically keeping my head down and playing my music, and you know, I'm there when anybody needs me, but I try to stay away from that third rail sometimes, just because it's insanity. Common sense. Like, we just have a song that I want to put out called Common Sense Ain't Common No More. And I mean, I think that's the biggest problem, that it's just common sense. If everybody started dealing with common sense and looking at things from a little bit more of that perspective, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Oh, I second that motion. And I tell everybody to put their common sense caps on, and then I want you to leave it on all day. And then I want you to sleep in it. And then I want you to encourage your friends to keep it on, because that's the problem. People aren't using their own common sense, their own critical thinking, and, past experiences, and just like going, wow, people are brainwashed, and then they're getting information from other sources, and they're just not playing with a full deck of cards. And it's not healthy in many aspects.
No.
But at least the good thing is, Rick, there's people like you that are making music that can take our minds off of everything that's kind of going sideways in the world today. So, we need that. We need that relief. And we also need that release. But your music is, it's got some additional meanings, especially this new song. So give us a little bit of history about you, and then we'll talk about the current music and what you're working on now.
Wow. The history of me. Well, I'd say I was born in Florida, and I moved to England, went to Connecticut, Kansas, North Carolina, Florida, out to Los Angeles. And I live in Nashville. That's pretty much where Gypsy Soul comes from. So I moved around a lot. And so the good thing is I've been able to see the world, you know, because I've played in all 50 states. I've toured South and Central America. I've toured all over Europe. I've toured Eastern Europe. I've even been to China. So, I mean, I've gotten to see, you know, we have a song called Small Town. And the premise is, no matter where you go, people are the same. I mean, everybody in their core being wants the same thing. They want a safe place to sleep. They want food to eat. And they want people to love. Everybody at their core wants that. Not everybody knows how to get that, and not everybody knows what that means. But I do believe that no matter where you are, the world is like a small town. And I think if everybody starts looking at it that way, they're going to start accepting people and understanding that everybody's just trying to get through the day too. I think I just posted something and said, be kind. We're all going through this life for the first time. You know, and that's, I kind of look at that as being, a good philosophy to try to treat people that way. And when it comes to music, I understand that my biggest job for me is, like you said, the release or just a moment to get a break from it all. So when you come see us live, you know, I mean, I know there are a lot of really good politically charged bands and people, but I from when you come in the door, I want you to forget about everything and have an awesome time. You know, I want to take your emotions up and down and through partying and through some thinking, but I just want people to have that moment where it's just they're there. They're not worrying about what their kids are doing or what the bills are or whatever. They just are going to have that moment. And that to me is my biggest job. And if I can do that, then I think I've accomplished something really powerful.
Are you writing the music too? Or are you just doing a fabulous job singing it?
Oh, no, I write. God's Ear was actually written about 10 years ago with a buddy of mine, Casey Timmer. And we're actually on a writer's retreat. And for those of you who don't know, they'll send like 10 writers up to the mountains for a weekend. And then you'll like team up with different people, like two or three writes a day. And at the end of the day, you play all your songs. And then you do it again. So Casey and I just happened to actually be in between rotations and had this conversation. I was like, man, I have this idea called God's Ear. And that's, everybody always says from your lips to God's ear. And I'm like, I just don't know what to do with it. And then he told me a story about his friend who literally had just called him and telling him the story about, man, I just lost my job. You know, my girlfriend's got cancer. It's not working. Can you help? Can you pray? And Casey just recently told me that he was actually going through a revival and he was coming to Jesus at that time. And so he was like, brother, you should pray for yourself too. And it just, that song literally fell out within minutes. You know, he just started kind of playing a riff and I started the melody. And next thing you know, we're like, that's great. And then it just sat for 10 years and I couldn't really find the right situation to get it done. Because, when it comes to religion, people, unless you're a religious band, and we're not, we're a rock and rollish kind of country band that we're all Christians, but we're not, it's not like we're not a praise band. I think a lot of bands that aren't get afraid of touching that, whereas to me, I think it's just part of who we are. That's the duality of man. We're flawed, but I still get up and pray every day. I still read my Bible and I still muddle my way through my sinful existence and be the best I can be,
And so
that's this song, when I finally got to it, it was really cool because I went to a guy, someone saw us in LA and said, you guys live are so much better than anything recorded. She said, you need to talk to this guy, Malcolm Springer. A couple months later, another buddy goes, I'm in the studio with Malcolm Springer and he wants to meet you. So I'm like, obviously I need to go meet this guy. We sat down, I played him a bunch of songs. He had a buddy named Peter Collins, who's one of the top producers in the world, go through our songs, and Peter picked this one. He said, that's the one. And Malcolm's like, all right, it's a little slow, but let's try it. So we cut it before we did any other record or anything else. We just cut that song. And then a couple months later, we decided to go ahead and do a record. And again, that song was just sitting there, wasn't going to do anything. And then as we finished the record, we started going, this song's just powerful. And we knew, Cancer Awareness Month was coming up. But well, let's team it together and see what we can do. I reached out to St. Jude, and they were like, yeah, let's do something. And boom, now here we are, about a month after starting. I mean, we literally just kind of started it on the run. And so now we're just trying to catch up to it.
Well, and I think it's even the timing for it is perfect, right? Because there are so many people that are moving in that direction where they are either renewing faith or they're kind of finding it for the first time, or maybe they've had a Bible, but it's been years since they even touched it. Last time they went near a church was maybe like CCD or Catholic school. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, when the poop hits the fan and things kind of go sideways, that's when people turn to God and faith, which, hey, whatever it takes to get there, right? I mean,
well,
even for,
yeah, you know, they said there are
me,
no atheists in a foxhole.
Right, exactly. And, you know, speaking from my own experience, I mean, the examples I just gave you were my real life experience. So I have no problem throwing that out there. And especially when I have pastors or even faith leaders come on my show, I ask them kindergarten questions because I know people have those same questions too. It's because, you know, it's kind of foreign. I haven't been in that world in a while. It's not like, you know, it's not like a business venture. It's a whole different world. But when you realize there's so much things that all overlap with everything that's in your whole life or even your business or even in your conscious and your subconscious, it's all really based on faith and a lot of the stuff that's in the Bible. Like you're thinking, you see a movie and there's a quote and then you realize and you're thinking, oh, well, that was from that movie. It was from that book. No, it's from the Bible. It kind of started
right
there. They stole it from
is
there.
It's an owner's manual. Everybody forgets
yeah
that it is pretty much an owner's manual. If you take it for what it is a living word in the sense of it's bizarre. If you just decide to read it every day, it never fails that seems to be appropriate to what's going on. It's still, you know, and that's why they call it a living, breathing word, that you, whenever all of a sudden you turn to the Bible, all of a sudden it's like, oh, and you're like, oh, I needed that. How did the Bible know I needed that? Because that's God speaking through it. So, and believe me, I'm some people, like some of you listen to some of my songs, you're like, this is the guy talking about God? But I do have it in my heart, and I've been working very hard at strengthening that position. And churches sometimes can be really difficult because there's a lot of legalese and there's a lot of, like, you know, there's a lot of weird church rules, but that relationship with God is a one-on-one, very personal thing. And that's what people, I think, need to realize. I guess that's another thing about saying, brother, would you pray? You need to pray. Because if you go to God and you speak to him, you will create that relationship. You know, and I think that's – people forget. And God's everywhere, so you can just sit there sometimes and go, I don't know what's going on. Talk to me. And he will in the weirdest ways.
Well, and, you know, the positive part of all this is when there's people like yourself who is in an influencing position because you have music, you have audiences, you have followers, and people that are, you know, actors or actresses, there's very few of them, or people when people's in positions of authority, and I use that word loosely, when they uh-huh mention God or faith or say, hey, let we pray together. You know, it's because it's been always so so foreign, where they just made it maybe like a taboo when it really shouldn't be. And when they say that, you're just like, ah, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Like somebody like that is actually talking about it, so that it becomes more as something, I don't want to say mainstream, but it's something more that we can talk about as just a regular conversation, where it's not something like, oh, well, he's one of those crazy religious people, or he's like one of those Bible thumpers. So it's
right,
like,
well, you know,
changing
my
the perspective.
My dad had a really good analogy for religion too. He said, religion as a whole is a giant tapestry. Now we as humans tend to hone in on the little squares of the tapestry. So, but sometimes you need to push back. You know, forget if it's Protestant or Catholic or whatever, you know, like all the different things. Just push back and look at the overall tapestry of what God's created and think of it that way instead of such a, like a, you know, monolithic, like just teeny little, like I'm just going to look at one little thing. And he said, push back every once in a while and you'll see that it encompasses so much more. And again, I think a lot of people also think that if you speak about God, that you're pious. But, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm better than you and I'm this. And it's like, no, man, I am a complete mess. God has picked some of the worst people in the world to do some of the best things. And I said, that's the beauty of it. That's why you're like, don't you get that? And I think, you know, and I get it if you don't want to believe, but I wouldn't want to live my life getting up every day and just being like, cool, I'm here and that's it. You know, I mean, I like having a relationship with an omnipotent being and feeling like that I'm trying to work towards a better me because of it.
Well, and it's also, it's nice to know that you got like a buddy on your side, right? And it's somebody who's going to be there all the time, because you can't always rely on the husband, the wife, the best friend, the business partner, the roommate, the whatever, or right. the family members. So, because, you know, they're, some, whether it's that they can no longer be here, or if it's something where just all of a sudden you kind of thought you could depend on them and turns out not so much. So at least you know that guy's in your corner.
Right, because human beings are frail and we have our moments. Plus, you know, I mean, and everybody's been through loss, understands how difficult that is. And then, of course, you know, there's always the why question. Why would God allow this? And it's not that God allows it. That's just part of life. And suffering and everything, the world was never meant to be perfect for us. It was meant to help us elevate ourselves and elevate other people. So our job is to be better every day than we were the day before, and to help other people be better than the day before. Now, I don't know if that's – maybe I'm just being, you know, Pollyannic and believing that we can do that. And I know that there's a lot of forces of evil. And that's the other thing. People don't believe that there's evil in the world, which is weird. You know, if they're so upset about God, then you have to know there's evil. And so it's just, again, common sense. There seems to be such a lack of it nowadays. And, you know, it's – in my business, you know, when you get into some of the all the other stuff, when it gets into like politics and all that, it is so dangerous to even step out of line that you know, you kind of – you always find yourself just like eyes forward, which is not a healthy place to be either.
No, because you can't pick a lane, and if you happen to venture over into a little, the toe goes into, God forbid, anything conservative, next thing you know, you lose your sponsors, you lose your career, and you've done nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Because it's
right.
that's a tough one. I mean, you picked a tough one, but you know, unfortunately, you didn't pick it. Somebody else picked it for you, right? Because you were
well, it used to be that being a musician was being really rebellious. It was funny. It used to be like Rage Against the Machine and all these people that were really kind of like were, you know, down with authority. And now I think they need to start change their band to Rage for the Machine. You know, it's just like,
right.
You know, it's just kind of weird, but you know, and it's just kind of weird. Just, I don't know. I mean, I'm a very simple person. I you know, like I believe, you know, I do believe the Constitution is a beautiful piece of work. I actually had a guy named Earl Pomeroy, who was a Democratic congressman. I met him on a flight flying back from Macedonia. He invited me to come to the Congress dining hall and give me a full members tour of, you know, the Congressional Hall and everything. It's amazing. Again, he's a Democrat, Earl Pomeroy from, I think, North or South Dakota. And it was just the most – he was such a sweet human being. And, you know, this was about 15 years ago before everything's completely gone sideways. But he was always like, our founding fathers had such a pure knowledge of human nature and the checks and balances of what's supposed to be there. And he's like, it's so amazing how they set this thing up. And I think if we just adhere to that and just, like, let our own egos out of the way – things would be fine, but obviously, again, we're humans. So, you know, unless you're Malcolm Springer, the producer, I think he thinks he's an alien, and I kind of believe him, but it's okay. That's another story.
Well, and, you know, as you mentioned before, there's that evil. There are demonic people. There are lots of people that have they are possessed by demons because – and I've been saying this for all. I originally said, you know, there's just, yeah, that person's a bad person. And then I was like, well, no, they're kind of an evil person. Then I was saying, oh, no, evil runs through their blood. And it's in there. It's literally through their veins. And then I'm like, you know what? For some of the things that people are saying, that people are doing, they have to be possessed by, like, some sort of demonic being because there's just no way. And then that's when I'm like, okay, so there really is demons. So, yes, there is evil and there is demons, people, and they're all over the place. And it's okay to call someone a demon. Because if
you're
going to
believe one thing, you got to believe the other. I mean, both things have to be true. If you believe in God, yeah. So it's, but it's like, bring it back to music. The beauty of music is that music is able to touch people, like regardless of language. If we had a song that of a company called Vivo, illegally licensed, just throwing that out there, and put it on 75 million phones throughout Southeast Asia. Now, it's embedded in the phone, so if you buy the phone, you get it free. And all these people from Indonesia and China and India are now fans because they found this song on their phone. And most of them don't even, you know, speak English. And I get some of these great, you know, I have to go to translate and figure out what they're saying. But it transcends language. It transcends you know, all kinds of things. But the song, the fact the song can touch these people in such a way that they want to reach out and find me shows that, again, it's cultures, everything else. So music is, you know, again, if you're talking about speaking out, I'm actually reading a thing right now all about watch your mouth. Your mouth is what creates so much. I mean, that's the energy we create around us. I guess singing, so that's why singing, I should probably be more careful about what I write and what I sing, because that does create the energy in the world.
Yeah, but it's, as you said, it transcends to different languages, different cultures, different people, and it brings people together. It's like anything else. There's forces for good and forces for evil. So you can make a song for good. You can make a song to make be a decisive. But let's just focus on the fact that your music is, in this particular song, God's Ear, is like a unifying song, and people can relate to that and not even speak English, right? And then it's also, you know, the melody and the beat and the rhythm and then all that. Music is just much more than words and than sound. I mean, it's just an incredible thing. It can really be something very, very powerful, especially when it works and it comes all together. So do you want to share anything else specific about the song? And the reason why I wanted you to talk a little bit about more,
things.
But let me share with you. When I was doing the intro for the show, when I first started it at noon, I just did a little brief thing on you, and I said, Rick will remind us that we're never alone if we allow God into our hearts. And when I said that, I got chills, and I was like, oh, I didn't even hear the song when I was doing it. So I was like, whoa, this is powerful stuff. So this is a powerful song by just saying things about the song. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, yes, completely, because that's why from the moment I wrote it, I was a champion for this song, and I'm glad it landed where it did and when it did. And I mean, since I wrote the song and before we recorded it, unfortunately, my brother passed away from throat cancer. My dad had multiple different cancers and passed away like right before we recorded it. So I know that when I was in recording the vocals, that there were many times that, I mean, and I've never had this experience where I actually like start to cry when I'm recording or feel that. So, I mean, that's definitely in there. And Malcolm, you know, Malcolm Springer is just such an amazing producer. He pushed that out of me. And I think he knew it, and he knew where to, like, how to push me to get that. And so that's probably what you feel in the song, is because it's definitely coming from that place of hurt and that understanding of loss, but also the understanding of going to God for the fulfillment that you need. So, I mean, I hope that it does reach people that way in touch. I had somebody who, one of the people from Southeast Asia, who's a Muslim, and they were just like, I love this song, praise Allah. Cause to them, they believe in God. And it was cool that it translated to them as well. You know, that it wasn't just so, you know, I mean, to me, that's, if you start finding common ground, then, I mean, I think that's probably the thing people are afraid of the most, is if human beings stop picking sides and start working together, there's going to be no stopping us.
Well,
and I mean, hopefully this starts making people think about it. And you know, the power of prayer is amazing. And I hope that makes people think about that. I just want people to understand that there's more than just, they're not alone struggling, and they can reach out. They can reach up. And then once you start reaching up, God will start putting people in your life that will help you. And we've also, with this, you know, so we're trying to do donations to raise money for St. Jude, obviously, is the biggest thing on the digital thing. And then we're doing another kind of a thing called Wally Rocks, where we're going to be picking different charities and organizations, like either monthly or, you know, bi-monthly, and really, like, because we'll have merchandise and stuff, and really try to help them raise money as well. So we're trying to do multiple tiers of fundraising and awareness with the song.
And do you want to mention the publisher, the or the record label too? Any of the sponsors that you need to take care of while you're here on the show? We got to make sure everybody's taken care of.
My sponsor is definitely my Monster Energy drink, which I know people are a Monster. That's like they've been so amazing to me. They've been with me for a long time, and I love that company. They're like a family. Plus, they sponsor some really cool stuff. You know, like UFC and race cars and things like that. So I love them. I mean, we have, I mean, we're really lucky. I mean, we have, you know, microphone company, SD Electronics. We have GHS Strings. I have Roper cowboy wear that I wear. Ford is actually a sponsor. I mean, all these people just take really good care of us. So, I mean, yeah, without them, we wouldn't be able to keep it on the road. You know, and of course my band, the coolest thing, and I kind of skipped over this, is a lot of times in Nashville, bands don't, or singers don't hire their bands to do the record. You know, they just get studio musicians. And that's why it became Rick Monroe and the Hitmen, because these guys do such a good job and they were so there and so present that I wanted to get them in on you know, being more about, you know, being more part of it. And so, you know, they came in and were on the record. And then, of course, the bass player, Alan, and I have been writing. We wrote a bunch of the rest of the record together. So it's a really cool, it's nice to have more of a collaboration than just a bunch of hired guns coming in and, you know, playing parts. So,
that's,
I mean,
interesting.
You know. Yeah,
I love inside scoop. I love when secrets leak out. It's 1:30, yeah. So I got a bump, but
okay, you gotta go. Oh, by the way, you're talking to Cash Patel, aren't you?
Yeah, he's on next.
I love Cash Patel.
Isn't he great?
I kind of
a great guy.
I've got a little bit of a man crush on him. Maybe, you know, I think so. You gotta
That's
tell him
awesome.
That. Hey, Rick Monroe's got a little bit of a man crush on me. I like that guy.
He can hear you right now. So did you want to say something to him real quick?
But hey, Cash, thank you for being a fighter for the truth. I mean, I know you're not a super partisan guy, which I love that, and I know that you're just going after the truth. And the truth is, truth shall set you free. So thank you. Keep the fight up. If you ever need me, man, I'm here.
did you want to sing something real quick to him? Real quick?
No, that's all right. He should go get God's ear.
We're going to encourage him to do that. All right. Well, yeah. Give me your website, would you, Rick?
RickMonroe.com. So it's just awesome. RickMonroe.com. And then we'll be doing Wally Rocks, which is Wally, WALE.rocks, ROCKS. We'll be working with the foundation. So those, you know, you can find all our stuff between those.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rick Monroe. I appreciate you coming on. And I'm just going to, you know what I'm going to do real quick? I'm just going to bring on Cash because you do have the man crush, so I just want to, and I'll do his intro afterwards, but I figured I got to let you guys talk because there might be some magic happening right now live on the air. So I've
what's happening, sir?
Hey guys, thanks so much, appreciate those kind words. Thanks, Rick.
No, yeah, man, no, I know that you're in the big muck and the big fight, and I know that's got to be just insane, and I can't even imagine the pressure that you and your family are feeling on these things, and just know that a lot of people love you and are praying for you, so, you know.
No,
just,
I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Keep going, brother.
All right,
guys, go do your thing. God bless you all, and just keep it up.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Good luck with the song, and we'll have you back on in another month or so, and we'll do what we can to help and support you. Thank you, Rick Monroe. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks.
All right, I had to do that, Cash, just because I was like, I gotta do this. You got the two of them have to tango, you know?
Yeah, no, I love it. What an intro. I've never had one quite like that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so now here's your official intro. So just bear with me here,
okay.
And then the audience will clap up appropriately. So my next guest. My next guest has already been given a little teaser, and he's already got a fan club building. Who knew, right? Who knew? His distinguished career consists of being a prosecutor, lawyer, national security professional, and the chief of staff for President Trump's Department of Defense and Secretary of Defense. This guy's a big deal. He's taken down senior leaders in ISIS, al-Qaeda, and exposed the deep state's Russia collusion hoax by writing the bombshell Nunes memos. Now he's back in the private sector, and he's taking on the fake news media and big tech through the Cash Patel Legal Offense Trust. It's time to sue on mass scale, everybody. And he also hosts Cash's Corner on Epoch TV. Audience, a big round of applause for a fabulous freedom-fighting, lawsuit-loving, top-secret-hiding guy who doesn't like Joe Biden. Cash Patel,
that
welcome.
That is quite the
Well, thanks. Yeah. First off, you're a top secret hiding kind of guy. I don't like top secret stuff because then I don't get any scoop. So Is there anything that you can share that people just might not know? And obviously you can't say top secret stuff, but can you throw us a little bone on something? Can you throw a bone?
Yeah, probably not, but I'll tell you what. Everybody can message me directly on fightwithcash.com. I read every message that comes in. So if people got questions, feel free to go over there. And there's a way to get a hold of me. And right now I'm in the great state of Texas, actually, for the Formula One race. So having a little fun.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So you've got this new Cash Patel Legal Offense Trust. Is that where your main focus is between that and the podcast and then speaking engagements, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm doing, you know, national security consulting work, but my main focus is fightwithcash.com, which, as you know, started with the genesis was Devin and Nunes and I after the Russiagate investigation where we exposed all the crooks like McCabe and Comey. They started coming after us personally, the media, that is they, and big tech, and they started really hurling some pretty nasty stuff at us. So we started filing lawsuits to clear our names for defamation, and then we were traveling around the country, and people have been defamed into platforms, so many others, and they just didn't have the means to go find the lawyers to take their case to court. So I started Fight with Cash with a K.com, and we're raising money so we can go out and help those people take their cases to court and help pay for their attorneys. And all my content is free on fightwithcash.com. You guys can go there and look at my shows, my clips, my interviews, and any awareness to the program you can give would be great.
Well, which is awesome because there's been so many people that have been deplatformed in different ways. Like I can't put any of my multiple websites on Instagram or Facebook. I get community violations all the time, and I'm not even posting, right? Because
yeah.
It's just anything that is attached to my website, they hate. So they just see what I explained to people. Maybe you can even do a little clarity on this too. They don't have to actually take you down from the platforms anymore because I think it draws too much attention and bad press. So they'll do that where they prevent you from posting your website and then also and then shadow ban you so that three people see your post. So they have ways around it. So you're thinking, so the end all be all to all this is you got to get off these platforms because what value are they doing? Plus they're taking all of your information and making money off of it, right, Cash? I mean, what's
exactly.
The point?
You're totally right. But there are, you know, you're right. You got to get off the big tech platforms. And there are, you know, thankfully a few popping up that are good, like Rumble, who I know the CEO personally, and it's a very pro MAGA platform. And there, you got to find ways to use those types of platforms to message and get off to Facebooks and Twitters and YouTube and all that nonsense. Because like you said, they're just censoring everybody. And they're finding new ways to do it, and they're getting smart about it, so it's harder to sue them. But we're gonna break through all that and figure out how to take them down anyway.
So are the lawsuits in motion? I mean, is it something that's going to take years, like the typical court systems, which seems kind of ironic that if they want it quickly, all of a sudden it can happen quickly, but then if you want it, then it's 10 years later.
The first ones, I already filed lawsuits against Politico, the New York Times, and CNN over a year ago. So we're already in motion.
Oh, wow.
We have hearing dates and everything. So all that will be publicized on Fight with Cash. And so it's hard to get the first few going, but now that we have it going, we sort of had a roadmap, which is what we're going to lend to anyone who, you know, basically reaches out and says, hey, I've been defamed. We asked for a summary. We got the lawyers to look at it for free. And then we raise some money for you, and we pay good lawyers who are on our side to take your case to court. So we've got the roadmap, and we're ready to use it for everybody else.
Oh, that's wonderful. It needs to happen because it's just getting more out of control, and it's just it's not going to get any better. It'll just get worse, and especially once the government gets more involved in it, and then there's no I tell people this all the time. Anything from the government is bad. So at this point, you don't want – nothing is good. The only time it was good was – for the past 4 years before this, where you could actually say, God, this is the first time in my lifetime I can actually say things are actually positive. Things are happening in a good way. They're actually happening for we the people, and the economy's good. The rules are good. You know, everything is going in that motion. So, you know, you guys did amazing. The entire administration We're just amazing, and you know, everybody's kind of like, "Do you miss me yet?" Yeah, pretty much. So we need you guys back in there.
We'll go,
should be
we'll
there
go back.
Anyway.
We'll go back in 3 years.
You need to be back. You need to be back today. You need to be back today, but that's a whole other show. So I know there's things that for people who don't realize, Cash was like the top of the top. You're talking like the Defense Department. Okay. Now the Defense Department is run by the Three Stooges. You got the Millie guy. You got that Darth Vader guy who put the shield on, who put like the bunny suit on. And then, yeah. You know, you got that Yahoo that was over in Afghanistan, which I think he's just a beer drinking frat guy is kind of how he always pops up onto the screen. So when all of this stuff goes down and you see these people that have taken over and you've done, you worked so hard, you like cleaned things up, you were making progress, you were, the ship was headed in the right direction. And then you see these guys literally just drive it into the ground so fast. I mean, do you just turn the TV off, or you turn the news off because you want to kill somebody?
No, you can't stop. I mean, look, like we did with Russiagate, which warmed me up for this entire my career. And, you know, the plot against the president, if you haven't seen it, is the best 90 minutes you're going to spend this year. A great documentary online, The Plot Against the President by Amanda Milius. But that got Devin and I ready to fight and keep fighting. That's what trained us. And so when I took over Department of Defense Chief of Staff duty, you know, the president said, we got to wind down Afghanistan. We got to do it smartly, and we got to do it where we don't hurt American citizens or our allies, and we got to bring home our soldiers safely. And we had a conditions-based withdrawal plan that basically the Biden administration lit on fire, and unfortunately, you saw the disaster that was. It wasn't an evacuation. It wasn't a withdrawal. It was an emergency evacuation because the likes of Milley and Austin are politicizing the national security apparatus of the U.S. So I could just turn the channel off, but I chose not to. I chose to go out and educate people on how we did national security in the Trump administration. And it's a big fight because the media doesn't want to report the things that we did do, like kill al-Baghdadi and Soleimani and so many other terrorists, bring home hostages, secure our border, and successfully withdraw out of a lot of theaters of war. And that's what he ran on, and that's what we executed, and we did it smartly. And unfortunately, the politicization of the national security apparatus by the media and this White House taking its cues from the media is what's causing American soldiers to be killed, and it's what's causing the disaster that is Afghanistan. But we're going to keep talking about it and keep fighting on in the best way we can from the private sector.
That's pretty much all you can do at this point is just try to get the truth out so people really understand and appreciate when it was done the correct way as opposed to what's being done now, which is by design. You know, and I tell people that this is what they want to happen. So don't think it was just a mistake or that it was, you know, he's a bumbling idiot. No. This is the way they want it to be. They literally want to destroy this country because why would they want it to be anything like, it's like opposite of Trump. It's like, you know, the bizarro land where literally everything is the opposite of what you guys did. So they're like, what did Trump and Cash do? Okay, well, we're just going to do the opposite. But that doesn't make
any sense. That's literally what they're doing.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's unfortunate because the people that suffer are Americans. We told them during the transition, which I helped run for DOD, we said, you can call whatever plan you want. You can even change it based on the intelligence, which is what we were doing constantly. We were reading the intelligence, what it actually said, not what the media reported it to be. And we made decisions on national security based on that. This administration is revolting against the national security apparatus and focusing on fake phantom ghosts like white rage instead of focusing on the border. For example, right, they're forcing our Navy SEALs and Special Forces operators and Green Berets to get vaccine shots, but not if you come in illegally through the southern border and you're a refugee who's illegal. You don't even have to get a COVID test. You can just come in here and spread into our community. And there's no background checks for these people, which is another key failure of the Biden administration. The Secretary of State admitted that they weren't doing background checks on refugees coming to America on the front end. They were doing it on the back end, which means they're not doing it. They're already here. And unfortunately, the enemy uses that to their advantage. And I'm the first to say, look, if you're fleeing a war-torn nation, then, yeah, America is open for you as long as you do it the right way and legally. But if you don't, then I'm with President Trump on that one. You got to do it the right way. Otherwise, don't do it at all, and then you're not allowed here.
Well, and you don't have a country if you have a wide-open border. So what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, and you're not following rules and laws and the Constitution anyway, which is what they're not doing now. And I'm glad that you brought up the non-vaccine mandates that the military is that they're implementing. And it's an experimental use. We already know that it's against the law. It's their own our own law says it's against the law to mandate anything that is declared an experimental use. But yet they're doing it. So, I mean, you were the chief of staff for the entire Department of Defense. You know, I understand there's complete lawlessness, right? Nobody is following the Constitution, and the courts aren't helping us to enforce anything. So, I mean, how are they allowed to do this for the military? Or is it, like I just said, this doesn't matter. They're making it up as they go along.
I think it's a political stunt, and I think the Biden administration is going to blink, and I think there are some brave warriors that I used to serve with who are actually taking these challenges to court because they're saying, it's like you said, they think it's unconstitutional. They shouldn't have to choose between service and a vaccine. And so I think we're going to win. But the Biden administration wanted the narrative to shove the vaccine down soldiers' throats, but not illegal refugees, because they wanted that narrative. The hypocrisy is outrageous. And I think once you put it into even a federal court system with some of the judges that we have, we're gonna see the Biden administration blink, and we're going to see our soldiers be victorious, which is the way it should be. We should be putting their health and their families first, not last.
Oh, definitely. You know, you have so many topics you can cover. There's so much information you can provide to people because you know where all the bodies are buried, right? Plus, you know all the top secret information, which you can't share on the show. We got that, okay? I'm not going to push you. I got it. What is the topic, or what are the things that you really want to get out or clear the air, or to the people that are listening, maybe that they haven't heard in a while, or they need to be reminded, or kind of smacked up the head with a 2x4 kind of thing?
No, that's great. Like, two things that I'm proud of during the Trump administration: national security work, and we were talking about, you know, killing Al-Qaeda senior leadership, wiping out ISIS, bringing home hostages, 50-plus American hostages, more than any president in American history. Those are things that I'm proud of, to have played a very small role in running counterterrorism for the president and then DOD. You know, I encourage your audience just to look at the national security achievements under Trump, against the likes of China and us in the South China Sea, and the tariffs and the sanctions, and of course how hardline we were against Iran, the biggest state sponsor of terror. In the national security arena, that's what I'd ask people to focus on. We did a really good job because we had great leadership under President Trump in national security. Flipping over to my past life, which has sort of come full circle, is the Russiagate hoax. Now we've seen, with even Christopher Steele coming out on that stupid interview with George Papadopoulos, that guy's still saying to the world he's relying on his BS hearsay level sources in Russia, but the 6 degrees of telephone. It's been disproven, debunked, and totally shown to be false. He's been taken to court and sued, and the people have won against him because he put out false information. And the media, they have to have the biggest reckoning. And that's why Russiagate and everything in it, and actually my new episode tomorrow on Cash's Corner is all about Steele and his interview with Stephanopoulos, or actually drops tonight. And I think the media reckoning brings us full circle to fightwithcash.com. That's where it's all going down, and we encourage people to support us any way they can. And we're going to send out clips and media and updates every week. So I appreciate you having me on. I really do.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, you need to be out there more often, because you need to set the record straight. I mean, 4 years of this narrative of Russia collusion, and I mean, it literally affected a lot of the outcomes. Oh, could you imagine what you guys could have accomplished if you didn't have all of that negative? Oh my God!
It would be like a
paradise. You'd be like, this is insane. Look at all the stuff that's happened.
Yeah.
But as far as the dossier, right? Is there anything else that you want to share about that? Because I know it is a big accomplishment of you guys actually with the Nunes memos and the battle that you've had all along to speak the truth.
And that was the whole point of accountability with Devin and I. You know, congressional oversight is supposed to be so America can see what actually happened, especially if there's corruption like there was with the FBI and DOJ. And we expose it with the FBI and DOJ's own documentation so people can read it. But again, the plot against the president, the movie, is the best way. We're in it. They interviewed us for it, and it shows outlines about how the FBI intentionally lied to a federal court to get a surveillance warrant on President Trump, and how they knew from the beginning that it was a total hoax. And it took us time to prove it, but we did. And I encourage people to check it out, and we'll keep up the fight on our end, and we'll keep coming back and talking to y'all as often as you'd like.
No, that would be great, and maybe you can give some inspiration at this point, because the part that's really frustrating for everybody is we've seen the corruption, you've proven it, but nothing ever happens. Like, the bad guys never get punished. There's nobody really going to jail.
No, it's coming. It's
for,
coming. The Durham, right? Durham's coming. I'm telling you, Devin and I fully believe Durham's coming. He's laid out two indictments already. The last one against Sussman, a 27-page indictment that reads like a mob conspiracy. I've outlined it in one of my shows. He's left seeds and signs there to show where his investigation is going. And look, as a former national security prosecutor, these cases take time. I spent 2, 3, 4 years working in prosecution. He's only been out of 2 years. I just tell people, hang in there. It's coming. He's on the right path. And we're going to see some accountability.
And then one last thing, people need to, we've talked about this many, many times on the show, many, many guests, we want people to take action, we want to get them in, we need to get involved, you need to be aware of the facts, you can listen mm-hmm. to Cash's show, but what else do you want to encourage people or something specific that they, that'll put them over the edge and say, you know what, I'm in the fight, what should I do? I got to do something.
Yeah, message us. Go to Cash's corner, fightwithcash.com and message me. Tell me what you're doing. Ask me how we can help you. Get out there on radio, get out there on TV, write op-eds, well, smartly, not with inflamed rhetoric, but with facts, and we'll help you where we can. We're going to do it in the national security arena. We're going to do it with Durham. We're going to do it with DOJ, FBI corruption. You know, we're going to do it with everything that we have expertise on, and we're here to lend a hand. So let us know where you need it, and we'll definitely see you on the interwebs at fightwithcash.com.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard anyone offer to say, hey, everyone on the planet, please message me. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me how I can help you. And let's do this together. So, wow, what a novel concept. Maybe that's why we're so successful in the Department of Defense and the whole administration. Kind of think you guys know what you're doing. Well, Cash, you're welcome to come back. I'm excited to share updates. And real quick, is it Epoch Times or Epoch Times? Because
I go with Epoch Times, but I think Epoch. I've heard both. But I like Epoch. It sounds cooler.
Epoch. Yeah, I'm going to go with Epoch. It sounds cooler. Give the website one more time and social media. I don't think that you're on it, right? Because you they hate
you. No social media, but I'm on fightwithcash.com. It's Cash with a K. You can just look it up. It's up and running. It's got some cool stuff. Check it out and lend us your support where you're able.
Awesome. And we're going to add you to our must follow and join page, and I'll add your podcast to our must listen to, and we'll get more people listening to that. And I'm sure that you've got a huge base anyway on epoch.com. And go enjoy Formula One in the great state of Texas, my friend. And thank you so much for coming
thank
on
you.
And for everything
I
that you've
so
done.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You're very kind, and I look forward to coming back soon.
Oh, you're always welcome in our family room, my friend. Cash Patel, everybody. Woohoo! What a trooper. Thank you, my friend. Go enjoy the race.
Thank you. God bless.
Oh, bless you, too. What a great guy. And, you know, he's got can you imagine? He probably, you know, all of these guys working in the Trump administration, they're working 24/7, like 7 days a week. But, you know, Trump doesn't sleep, right? Like I always said, the guy sleeps 2 hours a day, probably sleeps upside down in a closet. And can you imagine working for him where you're on call 24/7 and they all get out of the administration. They go back into the private sector and they just go, oh my God, I have so much free time. Like, even with a full-time job, they're probably like, well, I can have two of these jobs to be equal to the amount of time that I spent doing all the things in the Trump administration. So, you know, what is the saying? You don't know how good you got it until it's gone, kind of thing. But I think we all knew how good things were there. And I just, you know, again, I got a chance to say thank you. And so did Rick Monroe, his new man crush. And just say thank you for doing all that you've done for the country and when you were in the administration, and comparing it to where we are now. It's saying night and day. Night and day. So, yeah. It's not adequate, right? So, what a great guy. I'm glad he's going to come back on. But, yeah, go to his website, fightwithcash.com, and send him a message. Tell him what you're doing. And that's the thing. We want to bring together all of these amazing groups, influencers, individuals, grassroots, nonprofits, you name it, put everybody in one location so everybody knows about each other, right? We're doing it here on the show. We're doing it here on the show. So that way we interview them, and then we're putting them in different pages all over so you can find them. You can join them. You can listen to their shows that they've done here and then listen to their shows that they have on their own. So you always want to go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. And it's the long little of all the different website pages that are you're going to find. Everything is usually under the Take Action tab. So once you get to the website, hang in that Take Action tab. You'll see everything there. And you'll see the long list of all the website pages. You know, the ones I can't list on Facebook, the ones I can't put anywhere near Instagram, which I just found out about yesterday, the Gram, ugh, Insta. Stupid. So yeah, I'm glad that Cash is filing lawsuits already against these big bad behemoths, right? These people who do not believe in free speech that want to censor you, censor me. So it's a matter of if you're going to get censored. It's a matter of when, if you're telling the truth, right? What if you're just posting recipes? Well, then they're not going to do anything to you, but they are taking your information. They're selling it. They're making money off of you. So again, we can't support those guys. So back to the list. You're going to see that long list of all the website pages. And we're going to bring everyone together. And I'll put it towards the top. It's the Save My Freedom Movement. Save My Freedom Movement. So you're going to go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. You'll see Save My Freedom Movement. Then that is going to get you over to Clout Hub. Because Clout Hub, the founder, Jeff Brain, is a buddy. And he's going to work with us to really get this group rocking and rolling. And they have some amazing tools that integrate. It basically, they can combine, they're combining Zoom with Clout, with Clubhouse, the app, and they are then also having a big meeting room. They're putting in payment processing in that, so you can use it for your business, you can use it for organizations. Then it integrates into the social media platform, which you can have, then your channel, which we go there live, channel 215, I think it's 215. And then you can have your social media posting, and then you have your group, and then the groups can have subgroups. Yes, none of the other platforms are doing this, right? They've got 3.7 million people. We want to get more everybody over there, so we figured if we all go together, we can get rid of, we can get rid of these social media platforms that hate us and go find where all the like-minded people are going to hang out. If we want to hang out with people that we're friends with, right? We want to do business with the people that we're friends with that have the same ideology, that are the same like-minded people that love the things that we love, right, that we have in common with. We don't want to support the beast. We don't want to fund the beast, the behemoths, right, because they hate us. They're doing all these things to destroy the country. So we want to bring everyone together. So then we're going to have different categories. So that way when you're trying to get information, you want to know, well, who are these groups? Where are they? Are they in my state? I want to find out what's going on with CRT, what's going on with the border, what's going on with the non-vaccines, what's going on here. We're putting different categories. So then we're going to have one person. Then they're posting their own content. Because the problem, what I noticed, and I'm going to wrap it up today, make sure we're finished at 2 o'clock, but I want to get this in there. Like Telegram. Telegram's great. But what I notice is everybody shares a lot of the same stuff. So if you got 20 minutes that you're dedicating to, like, remember, and you have your hour, extra hour during the day, because you're going to get up an hour early, which I got up an hour early today. Technically, I got up quite a few hours early because I hosted the one righthand.tv, and it was 6 a.m. Oh, my God. Video at 6 a.m.? Come on now. Of course, I'm Michelle, wore her hat. Had to wear my hat. Can't get ready that early. But what was he saying about the I lost my train of thought. Oh, and like I said, I'm wrapping this up, so I don't want it to go long. So you guys got things to do. Oh, so I was saying, if you're going to get up an hour early and you're going to dedicate that hour to growing your business, be out. So you're taking action items, Take Action BLC, TAB, business, life, and C, community. So you only have maybe 20 minutes for each thing, right? And obviously, once you find something that's working, you do a little bit more. So you jump on the Telegram, right? And you're going through and you're going through a bunch of people that you might follow. And then you're starting to see the same post over and over. You're like, oh, I only have 20 minutes, peeps. I only have 20 minutes and I just saw the same post 6 times. This way, we're going to streamline that because you just need to see it once because you only have 20 minutes. So we want to be effective and efficient in taking action, right? So all of the different people, the influencers, the groups, the nonprofits, the organizations in each of the categories, they're only going to post their own content. So you won't see somebody sharing stuff. You're not going to get the same messages over and over. So that's how we solve that problem. So when you are going into the different categories that you want to know, because it's all category based, then you'll be like, oh, I can jump into this category, get some information, find out what groups are there. And then we're going to do a subcategory by state. So then that each person that is part of it can go ahead and list the information. So it's the state specific. Because as we were talking about on a show with Brigitte Gabriel, the original gangster of the freedom movement, OGBG, each state's obviously, we know this, because we're getting involved with our community. Each state's different. And then what's going on in each state's different. So this way you can then network together. You can collaborate together. You can go meet each other in person, because we want to get back to as much in-person communication, whether it's phone, we'll start with the phone, and then we get in person, like we go to a meeting, like we go to meet for, lunch or coffee or anything in person, right? We want to get away from this virtualness. We want to get away from all of that because it's not personal, right? We want to collaborate as much as possible in person. And get away from this transhumanism. There's trans again. They love that word, trans. Speaking of trans, I heard this the other day, yesterday, trans Republican. Yeah, so, you know, it's worse than a rhino, right? It's the next level. So you got your rhinos, then you got your trans Republicans, people that are identifying as Republicans, but they really are Democrats or demons. They're just demons, right? Useless elected elites. Right, useless elected elites. That's all, most of them. I'd say, I have to say all of them at this point because I'm not seeing enough. I'm not seeing enough from all of them. I'm a little disappointed. MTG is not not doing a little bit more, but thankfully she's doing a lot. But I'd like to see more. I would like to see more considering people have a staff, they have funding, and they have a salary. So if I had those three things, plus I had the ability to do things and get things accomplished as they do, because they are senators or they are House of Representatives, they're congressmen, congresswomen, congress, is there a neutral what do you do for neutral? They're trans Congress, trans. Anyway, look how much, like, I know that I would accomplish, like, run circles around them. What they do in two, maybe their whole career could do it in literally an afternoon. And I know there's a lot of you listening out there that feel the same way. They're like, you go, I did more today than they do in a week. And they have all those resources. So that's what I'm saying. They're not doing enough. So you know what? Unfortunately, we have to do it. We have to do it and do all the other things and not get the salary from to do the things that we're doing. And we don't have the staff. And we also then don't have the political clout or connections to go do what needs to get done. So we have to do all of that. And then we have to actually have the information, the knowledge, which if you listen to a lot of them on interviews, which I mentioned this, I don't remember if I mentioned it in this show or the one I did this morning, where, you know, these commentators, these blowhards, right? You've got like Sean Hannity. Oh, I just can't even listen to him anymore. Because what comes out of his mouth is a lot of it's not accurate, or it's 6 months old, or he starts saying the sentence and doesn't finish it, which that's kind of where the facts are. So you're like, and this guy's got a staff. And this guy makes, what, $40, $50, $100 million a year, something crazy, and he doesn't know these things? Like, how could he not know? Like, I know. And I know just because I'm paying attention. So how does he not know? When somebody just has to hand him a piece of paper and say, oh, by the way, you might want to know this about the Veris report. You might want to know this about the non-vaccines. You might want to know this information about the border. And you're going, oh, my God. Like, I shouldn't know more than those people that are in those positions where their job is to know. And I have this conversation with a lot of people who are in the fight to get just information. Like, they're doing other things. They have jobs. They're running a group, or they're just posting information. then we're all so frustrated because they're like, we know more than the people that are on television that get paid to do what they do. We know more than the people that are in the political positions. So yeah, we got to do it ourselves, right? And do our regular job and do our regular lives with no support. So that's why I wanted to create this group, Save My Freedom. And it is, we're going to bring everyone together. So we're going to streamline the content. And we're going to also then allow everybody to network together. So as you're spending time doing all these things to save the country and your own freedoms, you can network together for business purposes. So you can find those like-minded people, those like-minded businesses, whether it's for personal, for life, for community, whatever, so you know where everybody is, you know who they are. Because if you have the choice between two peeps, and one love the country and one love God, and the other one could care less, right? And, who are you going to give your business to? You're going to give it to the like-minded peeps, right? So that is just, we got to put them all together. So I'm doing it on the platform, our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, right? Then plus the show. So you're getting the medium, right? Because you need a voice, you need a vehicle to get the information out. So you got both. You got the website. Then you've got the audio version. We're throwing in video, right? Baby steps. Then I'm making appearances on other shows, right? So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So that's the only way it's going to work because we don't have the support like all these other people that should be doing the things that we need to be doing. So if you want to be a part of it, I encourage you. There's no cost. None of this stuff's going to cost anything. A little sweat equity, right? That's all it's going to be. So if you are a leader of a group, an organization, even if it's grassroots, or there's like five of you that meet for coffee, that's okay. That counts. You don't have to be some fancy group with a 501c3 or a 501c4. Nuh-uh. Usually the grassroots people that actually kind of just have a little gathering that get together, the ones that are actually, go to the rallies, the ones that make the signs, the ones that are actually knocking on the doors, the ones that are taking the action, that are go to the meetings. Those are the ones, right? Those are the ones who get no support. They're not going to get any money from any of these big foundations, or they're not going to get a grant, right? They don't get that. But they're the ones that, using their hard-earned cash is, it's go old school and they're buying the poster boards, right? People still do that. So we want to support them and we want you to get involved. So, then we're going to make this thing big. We're going to make it big because we're bringing all of these people together, right? Brigitte Gabriel, the chairman for ActForAmerica.org, who I interviewed this morning, said she's all in. She's like, I love it. It's great because we need to work together, right? And the time is now. The time is now. Things are going to get hairy. They're going to get hairy, scary here. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, they are going with bated breath. They cannot wait for this approval for the kids 5 to 11 to get the non-vaccine, which literally will injure them permanently for life or kill them. There is no reason that they need them. There's no reason that anybody needs this non-vaccine. And again, if you want information, there are so many shows that I've done on the COVID non-vaccine, the mask mandates, the Great Reset, the reasons behind it, the exemptions, all the facts, right? You've got, you name it, the doctors have been on the show. So again, 241, no, so I take that back, 261 is Dr. Lee Merritt. That thing will blow your mind. You definitely need to listen to that one. And Dr. Brian Artis, 254. I did a standalone of Lee Merritt, 263. You'll see that one. And then I did a standalone of Dr. Brian Artis, 260. That covers it. And Dr. Eric Nipute, great last name, he was on Monday. I haven't done his standalone. I'll do that next Wednesday. That was episode 262. He was good icing on the cake because he was telling about all the good things that are changing. So we're making progress, peace, but we're not there yet. And this non-vaccine push for the kids in schools is going to be, as I hope, the icing on the cake where the parents finally decide to yank these kids out of the schools. And, if you want to talk about homeschooling, there's groups out there that meet that actually do it. So it's not you just with your kid at your house. You have these pods and you have the different ones that take turns So yes, it is feasible. It's going to be a little inconvenient, but it's better than actually having the child not only learn the critical race theory, social emotional learning, which is all indoctrination. Remember Arizona here, we have the Department of Public Instruction as opposed to education, because they don't want you to be educated. They want you to be instructed. Big warning sign. When that's the title of the department, maybe a parent, if I was a parent and I was like, I'm going to register my kids for school. And then they said, okay, well, welcome to the Arizona Department of Public Instruction. I would say, excuse me? She said, yes, this is the, we need you to fill out this form. And then here is the, this is the list of, this is the information we need, blah, blah, blah. I said, did you say instruction? She said, yes, ma'am. Okay, well, we're going to be going elsewhere. Thank you very much. So warning signs, right? Language. It's about language. Listen to the language. Listen to what the meaning is. And especially when they go and change it on you, which they love to do. It's 2:09. I'm going to wrap it up. So anyway, back to where I was saying. Join the group. It's going to be huge, huge, huge. We're going to get Cash Patel to be a part of it too. Just didn't want to push him on the air. I was trying to get some scoop. I thought maybe he a little low-hanging fruit when it just kind of rolled off. You know what I mean? Like you have a big, what is it, a big oak tree and all of a sudden, or it's a walnut, it's a nut, acorn. Acorn is on a walnut tree would be a walnut, right? And then an oak tree, I believe, has the acorn. Yeah, I think that's about right. So then all of a sudden it's just, you know, it's rolled out and it's next thing you know, you see it rolling. That doesn't make any sense. But anyway, it's been a long day so far. It's 2:10. So yes, that's what we're going to do. And it literally, you need to be prepared. Things are going to change, right? If you want to get a little bit of a reality check, listen to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, right? Do that. He's on our must listen to page under the Take Action tab. And then of course, what I did was all of these episodes that are the doctors that are the experts. Then you're talking the Thomas Wrens, you're talking the Christina Northrups, the Pam Poppers, which we have a whole episode we did on homeschooling. And I talked about homeschooling with Sam Sorbo. So, all of these experts and in professionals and people that we've had, even with the exemptions, they're on the COVID facts tab. Okay. So when you're on the website, you're going to see COVID facts tab. You're going to click on that. On the drop down, it'll say COVID Great Reset episodes. So go ahead and go check all those out. Share them with your friends. Incredible content. That's just for the COVID. And the reason why I'm saying this is because they're going to push these things hard. And anybody that is in a company that they're requiring it, it's against the law. We know that. It's against the EUA. Yeah. Right? EUA. UAE. EUA. It's against that. They can't enforce it, right? So that's what Cash was saying, that they're probably going to back down, but they're just seeing what they can get away with. Like anything else, this administration and these companies are seeing what they can get away with because we allowed it. We set the precedent from the beginning. It was our fault. They said, put a mask on. We said, okay. And they said, you're going to close your business. You said, no problem. They said, and oh, by the way, we're going to shut down that church. Okay. No, that's not how it works. That is not the way it's supposed to be. So they knew they can get away with it, right? Because we just fell right in line. It's like literally, we said, they said, hey, there's these showers that are here at this building over here. Do you want to come to these really cool showers? We said, awesome, let's do that. You walked right into the ovens, peeps. That's what we did. So now they know they can get away with it. So they're going to push this even more. They know that they're pushing what they can to see what a COVID slaves are willing to do. And then, so they're going to push it yet again. But when they're playing with these kids, I'm telling you, I really hope that is the straw that breaks the poor camel's back, that wakes up these parents, that yanks them out of school, that says, oh, hell no. And you're talking to be at these school board meetings. They ain't seen nothing yet, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take everybody to get together and push back hard, because this has got to end. I mean, it's just seeing these people with the mask, and it don't be an ass. It's like literally, they don't do anything. They don't do anything to help you. They actually hurt your health. People that are getting sick It's because they're they lack of oxygen. Plus, you're not getting adjust. You don't have regular germs that come to you. So then, when you do get a germ that has a little oomph to it, it's gonna kick your arse. Yeah. Oh, all right. I'm not gonna go down that tangent, but I just want to give you some reality. Reality here. So things are going to change here drastically. And you got your shortages, right? Look at the food. Look at, and this is all by design. So yes, you need to reposition your reality. You need to accept the fact that everything that the Biden administration is doing is done by design. They want to destroy this country. They want to do everything opposite that is good for you. That's the world we live in now. And everything that you've been told from all of these entities, the 13 bigs, the elected elites, is all lies, right? What you're getting from Big Pharma, lies. What you're getting from the media, lies, right? Remember, we're even doubting 2 and 2 is 4 at this point. But there are solutions and there are hope, and that's why we're bringing the people together. We're giving you the information. We're giving you the take action items, and we're giving you the resources. And we're also wanting you to then go ahead and be aware of who are the same like-minded people so that way you can network together for business. Because at the end of the day, we all got bills to pay. So let's do that. We got to do it as a group, but we all got to do it. A group is only as good as how active the people that are in it want to be. So we have the potential here to do something really amazing. So participate, participate, participate. What do you have to lose? Nothing. What do you have to gain? A lot. All right. So everythinghomeaboutus.com. everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's the long list of all the different website pages, the podcast players. You will find that on there too. And I think we're on 25 right now. And then also it has all the social medias. But I can't really post that much on Facebook. So we're going to be leaving there because they don't want us. So why am I going to spend time and effort to a place that doesn't want you? How about that? Why would you do that? You say you don't. It's like trying to date somebody that told you, I don't want to date you anymore. And then you keep going over to their house. And they're like, no, I told you. We're broken up. I don't want to be your boyfriend. I don't want to be your girlfriend. And then you just keep going, okay, so what time did you want to go to dinner? No, dude, we're not together. Oh, okay. Well, then tomorrow, I'll be over at 6. Is that okay? Yeah, so why? Why are you doing that when there's other places that will be your friend, right? And that's where you'll have more friends. So yes, it is going to be a transformation. It's going to be a little inconvenient like anything else, just a little prick at first, and then it becomes easier. But like we were talking about with Cash, you might have 5,000 friends, but if Facebook only allows 50 people to see when you posted something, what's the point? What is the point? Because they're in control of how the content is dispersed. So let's just say you did a post and it says everybody that comments on this gets $1 million and I'm going to give you the cure for cancer. And maybe 3 people see it. Yeah. Thank you. Facebook, Twitter, same thing. And LinkedIn, same. They're all the same. But, do what you got to do. We're gonna transition together. So that's why I figured we're going to do it over at Cloud Hub, where they want us and they want to be our friend. They want to be everybody's friend because they see it. Jeff Brain, smart guy. Probably why his last name's Brain, because he's smart. He's got a big brain. It's a very smart one. So let's go where the peeps want us to be. So again, this weekend, 2 big conferences, they're both virtual. So go to our website, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Go to the virtual events page under the Take Action tab. Everything's under that Take Action tab or the COVID Vax tab. There's other tabs too. And you'll see they all connect. Remember, this is a working warehouse. This is a working warehouse, the ultimate resource platform. Literally, one location for all the information to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Please use it. Please share it with your friends. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content on here for anything that you need. You never need to Google again. You don't need to DuckDuckGo. You've got all of the people that you can imagine to get to the information. And then you know what? Even then start following them directly. That's or go to their websites. A lot of people have free information and then you'll find out they have a show or that they have they go on other shows, but you got to figure out where all this is going to be. Where is the spot? Where do we start? Literally, it's the website. Everything is there. And then go in the whatever direction you need to. But, you know, always it's here. And I'm trying to grow it. I'm trying to expand it. So please join the newsletter. If you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, it'll say join the newsletter. If you get to the website, lower right-hand corner of every page, it'll have join the newsletter. If you want to do that, that would be awesome. If you want to come on the show and talk about your biz, talk about your nonprofit, reach out to me, right? You can email, you can send a message on social media. And if you go under the media and cool stuff tab, media cool stuff, there's a page on there that says contact. You know, and it's also at the everythinghomeaboutus.com page. At the bottom, I put on the bottom, just contact us. We'll get you over there. So you can't say, well, Michelle, I didn't know how to get on the show. You didn't try. It's just literally all, it's all over the website. And all the links are there. And everything connects to one another. Join the community. Come into the family room with us. Become a partner in the platform in all different ways, all different ways. And then it is $2.19. I said I wasn't going to go over again. It's my Joan Rivers version where you just, I'm going to start the show any minute. Meanwhile, you're a half an hour, 40 minutes in. And she's all right, I'm going to start the show 2 hours into it. She's going to start the show. Makes me laugh every time. God, I miss that woman. You know, she's the, a little bit of advice from Joan today. It just came up in a conversation that I had with somebody the other day, and it was about booking somebody for a show. And somebody says, hey, Michelle, do you want to come on my show? And I said, of course. Why not? She said, well, don't you want to know anything about it? I said, no, I don't need to know anything about the show. She goes, you don't care how many listeners I have? I said, no, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I said, you know, Joan Rivers gave great advice once. She says, you never turn down an offer for a gig. You never turn down an offer. Even if you're not making money, it doesn't matter. It's you just never turn it down. You always say yes. She says, even if it's for depends, I am going to go ahead and take that gig, take that offer, because you don't know when they're going to stop showing up, and you don't know whatever it's going to lead to. So, you know, let's part with that today. That is your parting advice from Miss Joan Rivers, who I did have the privilege of meeting back in 2005. We didn't get a picture together because they didn't have cameras on phones back then, and I didn't think to grab my traditional digital, I think it was digital camera at that point, grab my camera to take it to go to the comedy event, because I never thought I was going to weasel my way down into the green room and sneak in there. But I had this awesome jacket on that my mom had given me, or the Easter Bunny actually gave me. And it's white leather, has really cool black stitching. And she looks at me. She looks at the jacket. She looks at me. She goes, great jacket. I was like, oh, my God, Joan Rivers said I had a great jacket. So, that jacket, there was times I would have to sing that in the recent past didn't fit because Michelle gained a bunch of weight, right? So, didn't fit because this 2005, I was skinny, right? That was, 16 years ago? Well, I don't know. What was my age? 48, 38. Oh, geez, like 32. Oh, man, I was skinny, young, blonde, full head of hair. Not now. Now my makeup melts when I'm putting it on. And I got, I don't have a 12-pack, but I got a 6-pack of rolls. Oh, man, I got to get some new material. But anyway, kind of a big deal when Joan Rivers says she loves your jacket. That is my advice. Don't say no to anyone. Just go ahead and do it. Just go do it. And jump on as many shows as you can. You know, we're talking about that, and I'm starting to do that too. I need to get on more. I'm going to get more every day. So if you're listening, anybody that's listening out there that wants me to come on, and I've got so many things that I can provide to your audience, not to mention programs that will help them and promote themselves, please reach out. Reach out to me. Yeah, do that. And let's make some music together. Let's make some magic together. It's time to tango, everybody. Again, you know, if the world is going to implode here shortly, you know what? I want to go out with a bang. I want to go out with a bang, and I want to be one of the last man standing, right? So let's do this. Let's all jump on the train together and kind of switch the narrative, right? Let's do this. There's no time like the present. You can sleep when you're dead, peeps. Sleep when you're dead. So let's do it. What do we have to lose? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So go big. or go big or put your mask on and take your non-vaccine and stay home. So you got a choice. You're going to pick a lane. That's what you're going to do this weekend. You're going to pick a lane. You are going to pick a lane. What are you going to do? You're going to go big or you're going to put your mask on. You're going to take your non-vaccine and you're going to sit at home. Who wants to do that? Not I, said the fly. So one other thing that I want to remind you guys of is our marketplace. Please go check out our marketplace. This is where we partner with 57 different well-known websites and brands that have all of the different tools, resources, products, and services that you normally use. But if you go to our website and you click the marketplace tab, then guess what? 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners and groups providing the services of vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So remember those small groups that don't get the funding from the grant, something like that? We're going to help them out because we're going to do this together. It is community-powered philanthropy on a whole different level. And we're going to help some nonprofits, too, that help the community. So you never pay more than if you went to those websites directly. How awesome is that? And they usually always add a discount. Our biggest partner on that platform, MyPillow, Mr. Mike Lindell, you get all those awesome discounts. You know, the ones you see, the buy one, get one free, the up to 66% off. And you just need to use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. So it's on our marketplace, or if you just go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, make sure you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. And let's help some of these groups, some of these peeps, and also some of that actually does go back to the platform because somebody's got to pay the bills around here. Somebody's got to keep the lights on. You think this stuff's free? No. Everything you touch when you put a show, there's money. There's services, monthly services for everything. Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about the cost of that. So, yeah, go check that out. There's amazing different products and services. A lot of the products I use. Ulu is the hair. Remember Melanie came on? She was the hair. That stuff is my hair is growing back because of that. Remember I stopped taking it for like 2 or 3 months and then the hair, the clumps were coming back out and now it's taken a little bit of time. I'm on it then again for about 2 months and we're stabilizing. We're getting stable. So we're getting the hair growth. So you will get the hair back. It just takes a little bit of time is how the body works. So that is a proven product. There's so many more that are on there. It's business and life and fun and food, you name it. So go check it out. And even if you want to, not like we are encouraging to support the NFL, but if you do need to get a jersey, go there first. So at least even though you're supporting the National Football League, which they don't like them, they don't like the American peeps. But if you must have the jersey, at least 4% of the total purchase rights is then going back to our community partners. So, that's why I'm trying to justify keeping them on there. Because if you need to get it, at least do it so it can be benefiting something as opposed to fueling the beast. Again, remember, do not fuel the beast. Be careful where you spend your money. And it's going to be a little inconvenient to not use the Amazon or perhaps some of these other big box stores, but you got to cut them off, right? You got to cut them off. Otherwise, they're going to just start doing more things that they're already doing that are bad for you and for me. So, again, go check out the marketplace, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Make sure you use that promo code HOME. Go buy some stuff from Mike Lindell. Great American hero. Big Box hates him. Right? They kicked his ass out of there. But they have 110 different products, so it's more than just sheets. It's more than just pillows. It's more than just towels, which I have all of them, and they are great. And that was well before that I even met him and before I got the promo code to help out the community. So, all right, it is 2:27. I've overstayed my welcome on my own show. So we're going to wrap it up. But again, this weekend, you're going to check out the Liberty Conference, which is virtual. You're going to check out the Truth About Cancer. They have a great lineup. So just head over to our virtual events page at the Take Action tab, and there'll be links there, there'll be graphics. So click on that. That'll get you over to watch both of them. Brightian.tv is covering the the Truth About Cancer. That's the Bollingers, Charlene and Ty. Once they get settled back from the event, we'll have her on the show. We're going to do a cancer special. There's so much more to share, but that's enough. You've heard enough of me. For those of you who have stayed on, thank you so much for listening. You know, like, as I always say, it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic. We're rebuilding our economy. We're restructuring our economy, and it's time to reposition your reality. I'm going to update some of my sayings this weekend. And once you commit, everything changes. So think about, what are you going to commit to? And we don't want you to be a mask hole. Oh, my goodness. You know, and maybe you want to think about what you stand for.
What do I stand for?
And it's time to put on your common sense cap, and I want you to leave them on all day and sleep in them. Tell your friends to put them on, too, and remember that courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Yes, they are. And, you know, this is the other thing. We want you to become a super spreader of courage, freedom, and common sense. Yes, you're going to become a super spreader of courage, freedom, and common sense. Because it's time for us to stand up. We've got the movement. We got to move it. We got to take it to the next level, peeps. It is time. So a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website. You can head over to everythinghomeaboutus.com for the long list of various pages on the website. And then once you are on the website, you can hang out at that Take Action tab or perhaps the COVID Facts tab. So, make sure you spend a little time this weekend catching up on the things you need. Gave you lots of homework. But, yeah, the time is now. Omnipotent October is almost over. And we're looking at November. And then, boom, the holidays are coming. And they're going to be, fast. The things are changing. And not for the better over here in the U.S. of A. So let's all stick together and figure out what we can do to make it as best as we can, because it's going to be an interesting journey. And if you you want to keep your head in the sand, you can. But I'm going to blend the reality with what's coming down the pike, and also give you the solutions. So we have some amazing guests lined up for the next couple weeks. So join us on Monday. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, and my special guest on Monday, the 25th, is going to be Annie Cyrus. Oh, you're going to love her. And Tony and Sherry from Big Daddy. Big Daddy, they're the gun company. You know, they got the ammo. They got all that kind of stuff. So they're going to come on and talk about their amazing stuff they're doing in Florida. You know, where there's freedom. Freedom Rock in Florida. You would have thought we were in Freedom, Arizona, but we're not. We are not. Doug Ducey, our governor. There's a lot of things that need to happen here that are not. Yeah. Audit. Crickets. Anyway, we'll save that for another episode. Very disappointed in, I was never excited of the other people that are leading this, you know, our elected elites here, the people in leadership positions. Never been excited about them. Still not. But anyway, so go enjoy your weekend. Do some homework. Listen to episode 261 with Dr. Lee Merritt and 254. With Dr. Brian Artis, throwing a little Dr. Eric Napute, 262. And go check out all the past episodes. Look and see what's your whistle. You don't just have to listen to the headliners. All of the guests that come on the show, they really have amazing content. And just because you don't know their names, don't worry about it. Give them a shot. Give them a try. I guarantee you, you're going to go, wow, that was amazing stuff, right? Because I'm bringing on peeps that literally are giving you all the tools, the tips, the takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Please share this show. Please share this platform with your friends, your contacts, your family. It will be a lifesaver for some of them, business changer for others, and that one last kick in the arse that'll get the rest of them to go do something in order to make a difference in their own lives, business, or community. Alrighty, it is 2:33. I am done, and we're transforming the studio this weekend. We're going to be throwing in video next week if I can figure out how to make it all happen. But it is time. We have that new show we're going to be doing, and I got something else in the works. We'll see about getting it done as soon as possible. So what do we have to lose? Why are we waiting? I'm not waiting anymore, and you should not either. There's no time like the present. So if you're still listening, thank you for hanging in there. Thanks for Big D over at JERN, Global Enlightenment Radio Network, and all the live listeners over there. Those numbers are just spectacular. Thanks for pushing out the show and the platform, Big D. I appreciate it. I think you're awake. If you're not, do a little one of these, like on the cartoons, you know, when they shake their head. And go make some magic. Yeah, let's figure out who you want to tango with. Come tango with us. That'd be awesome. We'll make some magic together. So take action on what we shared today. Listen to some of these shows over the weekend. Listen to some of the other people's shows on the Must Listen To page because the information's there. Turn off the tube. Turn off the boob tube, right? I don't even bother with Hannity Tucker's a little bit borderline. I was even disappointed lately with Laura. Those are the only ones that I'm watching on the Fox just because. And all the rest of it is just trash, indoctrination, brainwashing, lies and trash. And it's usually 6 months, if not longer, behind schedule. So don't even bother. Listen to the peeps that come on this show that have their own shows. The Must Listen To page. That's where you're going to get the facts, the truth, the information, and especially over at Brighteon.tv. Some great content over there. They're listed on our Must Listen To page also. So make it a great day. Make it a great weekend because you deserve it. We're going to do a little God Bless the USA. Taking it home Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Join us. Have a great weekend. It's going to be different on Monday. Promise. I'm not quite sure. Well, I'm not going to share anymore. I'm going to keep you in suspense. Just join the newsletter, would you? Please. Please. Pretty please. Was that a cherry on top? Sugar. I don't know.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.